My swan's ready to go.
Bingo.
That's from a few years ago. The next one is at the hot cheese. That's this year's China.
You went from somewhere to your house. You didn't go from your house to somewhere else, and after you clear.
Right.
If you clear, not by it, don't be a buyer.
I think we got past Manishtan, no? We got up until the beginning of Magid.
Okay.
The Mishnah says a special din regarding sleeping at Tiers and Time on Leil Pesach, that you have to be maskil bignus Messiah b'shvach. You have to demonstrate a contrast that originally it was like this, and later on the Rabbanu Shalom straighten things out. So the Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel exactly what that refers to. So one opinion is that you start at bottom hayinu lefarav b'mitzrayim, that's tignus, u'misayim mishvach, and you conclude by yoteinu Hashem alkeinu misham yod chazok, etc. The other opinion is no, that you say mitchila avde avodah zarah hayav yoteinu liachshe tovanu hamokim lavidos. What exactly is this machlekes? So they quote in the name of the Briskerov, Rav Avraham Soloveitchik, that he said that the one opinion is that you speak about the actual Shibud Mitzrayim and the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Havanim Hayinu VaYetzienu. The other opinion is no, you speak about the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it says in the Chumash, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Asher Hotzeis Yerechem Yeretz Mitzrayim, Liyos Lachem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokechem. The Tachlos of Yetzias Mitzrayim was for Kabbalos on Malchus Shamayim. And that's exactly what the Ramban writes on Chumash, that the Sfira Soimer, the days of Sfira, connect Pesach and Shavuos, because Ein Lecha Ben Chora L'Mishayishav Yosef B'Torah. But the Chayriz, Man Chayriz Seinu, was only Nigmar when they had the Kabbalah Satorah at Har Sinai by Matan Torah. So that's why the other opinion in the Gemara is that the Maschel Bin Gnus, the Messiah Mishvach is, Mitzchil Avdi Avdi Torah Hayav Seinu, the Achshe Kervonu Hamokam Lavidosu. So the Maisa, we have both Haggadahs. We say two Haggadahs. We say the Haggadah of Rav and the Haggadah of Shmuel. The Rambam quotes from the Gemara like that. We say Avodim Hayinu, and then we say Mitzchil Avdi Avdi Torah. We say the both Haggadahs. Tanoim, the Gemara quotes the story of the Tanoim that they were staying all night, even though they were Talmid HaChamim and knew about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we demonstrate Afil Kulano HaChamim, it's still a mitzvah, Kalamar B'Lesapa Reza Meshubach, and all of this is demonstrated by the stories that are quoted by the Baal HaGadah. Why does the HaGadah tell you about the Machloikis HaTanoim, whether there's an obligation to have Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day Balailo? That's totally unrelated. That's the third parasha of Kriya Shema. We have an obligation to recite Shema, Meshach B'chav Kamech, in the morning and in the evening. That's the first two parashas, because it says, V'dibarta b'am Meshach B'chav Kamech. What about the third parasha? What's the mokka for the third parasha? So the only reason why we say the third parasha Shema is because of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. It says, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim states not by Tok. It says, Mantis, Karasein, Seis, Chonsayim, Kol Yimecha Yecha, only by Yomim. How do you know about Leilot? So it's a machlek. We learned in Brochus a machlek satanai, whether it's a chiyuv deraisa to say the third parsha balailo also, or it's only a chiyuv derabbanan. So that's a machlek is all year long. What has it got to do with the Haggadah? Why does the Baal HaGadah quote that? That has nothing to do with the special mitzvah of Leil Pesach. So Rav Soloveitchik used to quote the Nesivis quotes from the standard Mefarshim on the Haggadah. Baal HaGadah quotes that in order to prove that you have these special aspects of Leil Pesach. How do you know that there's a special mitzvah called Amar B'Lesapa Reza Meshuvah? How do you know it has to be Derech Shelo Tshuva? And how do you know it has to be Mesapa L'Acherim? How do you know all of this? Maybe it's just B'Kitza Nimrus. You just say B'Kitza, the Baruch Shem Tevasayim in time. So the answer is it can't be. Because we assume that there's a Chiyiv, Zechiyiv, Sitzis, and time Dio Arise, even at night. Bayom Uvalaylo. So Manishtana, what was Neschadish over here on Lel Pesach? That you have a special din you have to tell over Sitzis and time on Pesach night. There's a heavy night like that. So Bechrech, you have to say that there's something contained in Sipu, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Leil Pesach, over and above the Zechiv Zechira every night. So that's the Hechrech. That's why you say Kolamar B'Lesapa, you have to tell Bariches, and that's why you have to be Misapal Acherim, and has to be Derech Shelo Tshuva regarding Mitzvah Salai L'Babuzeh, Babuzeh L'Mata B'Shosh Hashmatzim O'Menoch L'Fonecho. That's the proof, the fact that you have Zechira Zechira, Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim every night, every day, Balailo, the Oraisa, is the proof that on Pesach night must be something very special. And we mentioned last week why we recite Baruch HaMok and Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanos and Tar Lam Yisrael Baruch Hu, we recite sort of a new Birchas HaTorah in advance of the Magid, because the Tanoim were misaking a special form for this Zipa Yitzis and Tzam Leil Pesach. It has to be fulfilled by reading Parshas Harami Avidovi, Vidorish Kala Parsha Kuli. You have to combine Torah Shebichsav with Torah Shebalpeh. So that's why, even though we've already recited Birchas HaTorah in the morning when you wake up, if a person gets an Aliyah, so he says again Birchas HaTorah. Why does he say again Birchas HaTorah? So the Rishonim say, if that's not their right, so that's the Takana de Rabbanon. What is the nature of that Takana de Rabbanon? That when there's a specific form in which the Talmud Torah has to be learned, so then we require an additional Birchas HaTorah. You have to repeat again the Birchas HaTorah. So here on Leil Pesach is also a specific form. There's a specific din midirabbanon that the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be fulfilled in the form of reciting Parshas Harami Ovid Ovi and darshaning the Parsha, reciting the Torah Shebichtav and darshaning with the Torah Shebalpeh. The Rav once gave a whole drasha on this topic. Why did the Tanaim pick Davka and Parshas Harami Ovid Ovi from Mikra Bikurim? Why didn't they pick Echvei Shmos Ve'er Abay B'Shalach? What's up with Mikra Bikurim all the way from Chumash Dvar? So the Rav gave Alderach HaDrasha, a whole drasha. One could perhaps suggest Alderach HaPshat, we suggested when we were learning brachas, I mentioned it, I think, that there is in general a din that Dvaram Shebichtav, you're not permitted to recite Bal Peh. Yato HaShoy Liyorman Al Peh. So the Shaila said, how do we recite Kriya Shema Bal Peh every day? So some Rishonim say it's not a kasha. The Vilna Gaon writes in Orach Chaim in Siman Samach, in Siman about Kriya Shema, he says, the Iker Teretz, the different Teretz given by the Rishon. So the Gor writes, the Iker Teretz, to that Kasha appears in the Tesis, and the second Teretz in Tzmura. They talk in Yuma, different Mesichthis, they talk about this Kasha. So in the beginning of the second Teretz in Tzmura, Tesis gives a Teretz on that Kasha, he says that the only time there's a din that Dvarm Shebichsav, Yat Rashav, Yamanat Peh, is when you're interested in being Motzi Achir Medei Chayvos. So it's like Kriya Satera. When you're laying in Kriya Satera, Kriya Samegillah, Kriyas Haftarah to be mighty the others. If I say Kriyas Shema to be mighty the others, Idechoy Vosom, based on Shemei Kaina, so then the din is that has to be Metech Aksav. Let's say when we say Kiddush, we say Vaychulu. That's not a problem. They don't have to be Yotu with Vaychulu. Vaychulu is not a minik. I don't have to say Vaychulu either if I don't want it. It's only a minik. What I have to be mighty them with is the Bracha. No, the Bracha, that's not Torah Shema Aksav. The Bracha is a Bracha composed by the Tanoi. But whenever you recite Torah Shema Aksav for the purpose of being Motzi Achem, Idechoy Vosom, that's when it has to be Mitech HaKsav. That's how the Vilna Gaon claims. But other Rishonim hold that it's not so.
Parsh Al Shema is, if you moisture somebody else, then Parsh Al Shema would be also only for Sefer Tehillim?
No, it's assumed that's only for the Brachas.
Not Kishma also?
That's how the Vilna Gaon says, it's only for the Brachas, yeah. He says, why does it say Memas? I Korin is Hashma, I comment on the first one. Korin, but everybody says. Nobody says, because everybody says Kriya Shema. And Bashach and Mevorach Lefonel, Shtaim Lacharel, Vakas Lacharel, Bashach and Mevorach, only the Chazan says. Mevorach means the Chazan says the Brach is be Motzi to the others. But the Kriya Shema is not Motzi to the others.
Maybe this is because not to make a mistake.
Oh, that's what other Rishonim say. The reason why you have to say Mitar Chakstav is to make sure you don't make a mistake. The Krishma, everybody knows Krishma, so there's no Chashash you'll make a mistake. So Krishma, you're permitted to say Balpeh. That's another day in Taisis. Sashtikal Ashveri Deya though, because it's a din deraisa, that Dvaram Shebichtav has to be recited Mitech HaKsav, and it's a Hashash Shema Yitte. It's a din deraisa because of Exeru, because of Hashash, but that's one day in Tesis like that. But Kriyashma, everybody knows, we're so rogil, so there's no Hashash Shema Yitte. They may say it balpeh. The different days in Rishonim. So the Rabbeinu Yoina on Brachos in the first parak had a different day. He said, when is there an issa to say Tarish Bichsav balpeh? Whenever there's no chayves kriya on that parsha. But on Kriyeshma, the Torah itself says, the Torah says you have to recite this parsha. So the Rabbeinu Yoina says, the Chumash itself says that there's no issa of reciting this balpeh. And even if you're reciting the Kriyeshma alamito, you're not saying the Kriyeshma for the sake of being Yotzei Kriyeshma and Shachris or Emayrus. You ready daven shachar? You ready daven ma'ariv? You want to say kriyas ma'astam before you go to sleep? That parsha was exempted from the yisur of dvarim shebichsav. Or what else? What else was exempted? So he gives you an example: parshas hakarbonis. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah, where he says that reciting karbonis is deraisa. He said, "Bezman shein beis hamikdash kaim." So you bring the karbonis. Bezman shein beis hamikdash kaim. So what's going to be? So the shama forms the same. So the Rabbeinu Shalom told Avraham Avinu. The Gemara in the last half of the Gila quotes the Rabbeinu Shalom told Avraham Avinu. We have the right to Eretz Yisrael. So Avraham Avinu said, what's going to be when you have no karbonus? So the Rabbeinu Shlom said, recite the parshas hakarbonus, and I will consider it ki'ilu hikraftim as hakarbonus. Ma'ala ani aleichem, ki'ilu hikraftim. So Rabbeinu Yoni quotes that Gemara in the last half of Megillah. So he says, you see that bizman shein beis hamikdash kaim, reciting the parshas hakarbonus, is a din daraisa. So he says, it's a chiyuv daraisa to recite the parshas hakarbonus. And the Melech there's no issa to recite parshas hakarbonus. But then he gives another marshal, which parsha was exempted from this issa? Dr. Parshas Mikra Bikurim. Vidunaita Mikra Ko Arami Avrovi. Since the Torah says that you have to recite Arami Avrovi when you bring Bikurim, so this parsha may always be recited Balpeh. It was exempted from this din of Dvarim Shebichsav Yatar Asheli Yom Alpeh. So perhaps it could be that it's for this reason that the Tanoim picked on that parsha. The Rav gave a Hezbal Derech Hadrash. Why the Tanoim picked Dafka and Parshas Arami Avrovi? Why don't they pick on something earlier? Shmos Zera by Bishal. But perhaps I'll be pshat. One can say with this Rabbeinu Yoina that they didn't want to be matriach everybody to take a Sefer Torah in order to read, in order to recite the Torah Shemichdav. They wanted to make a takana that CPTS and Sram should be fulfilled through a form of Talmud Torah combining Torah Shemichdav with Torah Shemalpeh. So they wanted us to recite Psukim and to comment with the drushes of the Torah Shemalpeh. The Darsh Kala Parsha Kulo. Avche Goyma Kala Parsha Kulo. The Darshan with the Torah Matah. So perhaps the reason why they picked on this Parsha, Rami Avraham, because this is one of the Parshas that you're permitted to recite Balpeh. Other Parshas, Shmos Ve'er, Bobi Shalach, were never singled out by the Halacha that these were Parshas that you're permitted to recite Balpeh. So you would have to be Matriach everybody to take a Sefer Torah to the Haggadah, and then to the Seder, then you're going to pour wine on the Sefer Torah. All the Haggadahs that we have are full of wine, so now you're going to have the Sefer Torah is going to be full of wine. So maybe they wanted to pick on a parsha that you're permitted to recite Balpeh. So they picked Dafka and Arami Avidovi. If it's not a Sefer Shalom, anything less than a Sefer Shalom. You don't have to have Dafka from Bereshit through Dvarim, but you have to have the whole Sefer Shmos or the whole Sefer Vayikra. If you have anything less than a Sefer Shalom, that's considered Balpeh.
You mentioned that the Mishpat and Malamita is not the same. According to Rashi, you can be Yotze Kriyashim Malamita with the
Christmas from the evening. Right. That's right. Rashi says if you davened early, if you davened Ma'ariv too early, you weren't Yotze then, so then you have to be Yotze, right? But the Shailas, let's say a person did daven Bizman. So it was Yotze Kriyashma by Ma'ariv, so what's the heter to recite Parsha Shema Balpeh? It says Kriyashma Alamita. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, this parsha was exempted from the Yisra. Whenever the Torah singles out a parsha that it has a mitzvah kriya, so there's no Yisra of reciting it Balpeh, even when you're not fulfilling that mitzvah kriya. Even if you missed the Zman Kriyishma, you can still recite the parsha Balpeh. Then when the Baal HaGadah continues, how do you know that the Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach has to be done in the form of Shelus HaTshuvos regarding mitzvah Alayla? We see that it has to be something over and above all year long because every night is Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what is added on Pesach night? So Be'achereach has to be something fancier, so we say fancier heis, bariches. Fancier heis, you tell it l'achereach. How do you know, that's why we say Kalamar B'lasap, Harezim Meshubach, how do you know Harezim Meshubach? Because Amar Ablozim Al-Azari, every night there is a Chiyuv to recite. How do you know that it has to be in the form of Shevus and Shuvah? So we say, Keneged Abba Bonim Tibra Torah, Chocham Ahu Eimer, that the children, Ki Yisholchem Bin Chomach Aleimer, the children ask questions. So the Torah describes the Chiyuv, Sipa Yitzias and Tzayim, Alel Pesach, that the father should tell the story of Yitzias and Tzayim in the form of answering the questions of the children. That's why the Baal HaGadah stresses this, the Chocham, the Rosh, and so on. If you have a ktsas arichas, you have to have some arichas. Kolamabim means the more you marich, so the more the mitzvah is. It says, in fact, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes at Tosefteim Sochim, that the Rishonim quote, that a person, even after he finishes saying the Haggadah from the beginning to the end, has an obligation to continue to discuss more, if the other people fell asleep, so to study for himself, about Yetzias Mitzrayim, or if he's not interested, well, he has children, so he'll tell over the story. If he does not show he's interested in learning Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Matzah, Hilchas Mor, Hilchas Charoses, Hilchas Abikoses, it says in the Tosefta that one who learns the dinim of the Mitzvah Salayla of Leil Pesach is also a form of fulfilling Yetzias Mitzrayim, and one is obligated to do so because Kol Amar B'Lisaper enhances the Mitzvah. So it says in the Mechaber, quoting the Tosefta, even after you finish the Haggadah, a lot of people recite Shir HaShir. But it says in the Shulchan Aruch something different. It doesn't say Shir HaShir. It says if a person is still awake enough, he should learn Hilchas Pesach Matzah Mor Abukaisis, or read some more Midrashim about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ad Shetach Tefenu Shino, until he mamash can't keep his eyes open. Shir HaShir is a little bit. Shir HaShir is a little bit because the whole Sefer is a remez on the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah. But in the Shulchan Aruch, they don't quote. The Mechaber doesn't quote the Shir HaShir. The Mechaber quotes at the Sefta that a person should study about Yetzias Mitzrayim or Hilchas Pesach Matzah Mor Ad Shetach Tefenu Shino. So the Kol Amar B'Lisaper Eizei Meshuach means that it enhances the mitzvah. It's more of a mitzvah. You have to have a bit of an arichas. If you have no arichas at all, so lechor you wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah, of, special mitzvah of Leil Pesach. But how much of an arichas is necessary? So till a person falls asleep, he should really be marach as much as possible. But the Tosefta says that it is. I don't know. The Lashon HaRezim Meshuvah is not good to Kasha. But the Tosefta says in Mechui, V'atshetach Tefenu Shina. He's obligated till he actually falls asleep. That's how the Chazanish used to learn all year long. He didn't go to sleep when he decided it's time to go to sleep. He used to learn on his table until he would mamish be too tired to learn, and then he would grab a pillow, and half the time they would find him sleeping with his hand half stretched out to get the pillow. That he was holding. His mom fell asleep before he had a chance to get the pillow. He always used to learn like that, Achetach Tefenashim. That's how they write in his biography. But in Halacha doesn't say like that. Halacha just says on Leil Pesach. There's a chiv to learn Achetach Tefenashim. A chiv to learn Hilchas Pesach, Achetach Tefenashim. What's the minimum shear of Arichas? Of the Sefer? I don't know. The Mishnah Brura has the Shiloh. What's the minimum shear? He says, what's the din? A Mishares says the Jewish dins, the Jewish maid who works in the home, and she's busy in the kitchen all the time, but she has to keep the mitzvahs, she has to have secret tears and time. So that she should say the Haggadah, the Mishnah Brura has that side of the question. She doesn't know how to read, she's not going to say the Haggadah. She wants to be Yotzeh with Shemei Koina. So how much does she have to be in the dining room and listening to the balabai who's saying Haggadah? So he says the bare minimum is Rabbi Gamliel. Kol shalayom shlosh adorim at Pesach lo yotze yideh chavosu. You have to have Pesach zeh, Pesach shor hiyav v'sein ha'ach, l'matzah zuh shan ha'ach. If he didn't say that, then it's too much b'kitzah. But if he said those three, so he says, Mikra Adin.
Not yotze at all.
Yeah. But it says lo yotze yideh chavosu.
Is it a separate mitzvah? Or let's say, was even in my house, I'll fulfill the Sabbath of Mitzrayim. But then, we have a mitzvah, we got the Lebincho.
This is the mitzvah. Every night, the mitzvah is only the chir of the kids. So we mentioned the last pasuk in Kriyashma. That's enough. We don't have to tell it to anybody else. We say to ourselves, and we say the kids and nimah. And on Pesach night, we have an obligation to tell others, preferably our children or our grandchildren, or if not them, then our friends, our neighbors, whoever is present, in the form of answering their questions regarding the mitzvah halayla, to tell barichas about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the arichas has to consist, a minimum, of Rabbi Gamliel, Hoyoyimah, Kol Shalom, Elam Pesach, Liyas, and then the chatchila should be the whole Haggadah. And the chatchila should be Ad Shetach Tefenu Shino. That's the mitzvah b'shleimus, as much as possible.
Don't many rishonim say that even Rabbi Gamliel is not the kuvar, only the chatzilah?
Yeah, I don't recall. I don't remember. It could be. The Baal Haggadah quotes from the Mechilta that keneged abba barim divrei Torah, the way the Chacham asks and the way the Rasha asks. So the Mefarshim are all bothered with the difficulty. The Chacham asks the father, what did the Baruch Shalom command you? And the Rosh asks also, When it comes to the Rasha, we pick on him, we say, Lachem v'loi loi. He doesn't believe. He doesn't believe in the religion. And the Chacham asks the same thing. Asher tziv Hashem l'keinu eschem. He asks the same thing. So the Velt says, al derech ha-halot, that the Chacham does no diktuk. The Chacham is not ha-chum in Yeshiva Bach. He does no diktuk. So how does he post no zok to Lachem? It doesn't mean anything. Oh, but the Rasha knows diktuk. So when he says, Mavar is ezech Lachem, so he really means it. He knows what he's talking about. He really means it. That's a bit. So the Mefarshim mentioned a bit, but the Mefarshim talked about seriously what's Taka the answer. So the Beis Halevi has a different answer. Beis Halevi has a famous comment in the Sefer HaChumash on Shmois. So he points out that a different answer. So the Beis Halevi points out that the Chacham mentioned Shem Hashem. Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Etzem. The Rosha leaves out the Shem Hashem. Oh, what is this Lachem? So the Beis Halevi Tain is that that's what it means. Lefisha Hotzi Asatzma Men Aklal Kofa Bika. Asatzma means he left out the Ebershter. Usually, Elam Shalat Hishat Yisatzmo, the Rosh left himself out. He says, Mobar is as Lachem, Lachem lo lo. But the Beis HaLevi says, no, the reason why we take his expression Lachem to mean Lachem lo lo is because he left out the Shem Hashem. Lefi Shahot Yisatzmo, Atzmo referring to the Banish Olam as it appears in the Gemara in Gittin, in the Agadate, in Perakan Izakim, when it says that Titus HaRosh. It says that Titus HaRasha entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he took his spear and he stuck it into the Paroiches and it started to bleed. The Paroiches started to bleed at some Modna Nes at the period of the Churban Bayi Sheni. So Kesava Shoharag Esatzma, he thought that he killed the Rebbeinu Shlom. So the Lashon HaGemara is Kesava, he thought, Titus thought, Shoharag Esatzma. It doesn't mean that he thought he committed suicide. Shoharag Esatzma means the Ebeshta. So he claims, the Beis HaLevi says that that's what it means. Lefisha Hosi Esatzma Men HaKlal. Because he leaves out the Shem Hashem from his expression, that's how we know that Kafa Bika, that's how we know he doesn't believe. That's why we Madaik Lachem V'loi Loi. By the Chacham he says, Shiva Hashem Elokeinu, he says the Shem Hashem. So when he says Eschem, it means that you were Mekabel HaTorah, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Maimon HaSinai. I wasn't there, I wasn't born, I was a baby. So he says, what are the mitzvahs that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave you? He doesn't mean you can't be Madaik anything, but by the Rasha you have to be Madaik. And what do we answer the Rasha? So the Beis HaLevi says, we don't really answer him anything. We don't really answer him anything. Yeah, we just say, so we don't really answer. We don't say, Iloha Yisa Shom. Yeah, that's a problem. The psukim don't correspond. The answers don't correspond to the questions. Yeah, the Rishonim have a lot of trouble with them. I don't know. That's another problem. So the Beis HaLevi suggests over here, if we're talking to the Rasha, you say, Babazaras Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim, li v'lo lo, ilo ha yisham, you should say, li v'lo lecho, ilo ha yisa sham lo ha yisa nigo. This is the Balagara etach, Balagara does no diktuk. Could be the Bein HaChacham does no diktuk, but the Balagara shreibtach in diktuk. So Zala shreibim, li v'lo lecho, ilo ha yisa sham lo ha yisa nigo. So the Beis HaLevi says, we don't talk to the Rasha at all. We're talking about a hardcore Rasha over here. We're not talking a Tinek Shanishba. That's any day lishol. That's a different person. We're talking about our Rosh and our Pikiris. So he says, we're not niskak to him. We don't give him any answer at all. So what do we make this declaration for? So who are we talking to? So he says, we have to talk to ourselves. When a person hears our Pikiris, if he doesn't react at all, so his emuna will be weakened. So he has to be mechazik his own emuna by saying to himself quietly, he's a Rosh, he doesn't believe. If he would have been there, he wouldn't have been zeichat yisis from Simon and so on. That's halacha that we have in Hocheach Tachiach HaSamisecha. Rav Soloveitchik used to say there are two dinim in Hocheach Tachiach HaSamisecha. The main din is the Pshuto Shal Mikro, that you have to take a Rosh and make him into a tzaddik. Try to convince the person to stop doing averus and to do mitzvahs, to be mekar people to Yiddishkeit. Hocheach Tachiach HaSamisecha. But then the Gemara says, then they have the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah points out from the Gemara, that sometimes there's a din of Hocheach Tachiach, even if you know you're absolutely going to gain nothing. The fellow's a hardcore Russia, and you're not going to get anywhere. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gemara from the Rishonim, but one tachacha you have to make at least one pronouncement that to protest what they're doing. Hocheach tochiach is a protest. You have to protest the fact that they're doing an avera. If you're not going to make a demonstration in protest, then the chilul Shabbos that you see will have a hashpo on you. You remember the Mashgiach Flegzon in the yeshiva, Rabbi Lessen used to say when he first came to America with the Slabotke Mashgiach from the Slabotke yeshiva, and they were staying in a hotel on the east side, so they walked out on Shabbos morning to go daven, and they saw all the Yiddish merchants. They knew all week long who were the Yiddish merchants. They came, this was years ago, before the Second World War, way before, you know, in the 40s it was. You got it right.
Yeah.
So he says it wasn't before the war. I don't know.
He
came to the yeshiva. No, I think this was a visit before. I think before he came to the yeshiva. So he said when he walked out with the mashgiach from Slabodka, he walked out in the street. He said the mashgiach fainted when he saw the Eden selling on Shabbos morning. He couldn't believe it. And Mamish, he said, he fell down on the street. And then after the next Shabbos, he was cracking. He said, the third Shabbos, yeah, that's all. You get used to it. So that's exactly what the Beis Halevi says, that if a person, that's one aspect of Tachacha. The main aspect of Tachacha is to be mocked to the person of Mutter. You have to try. And then there's another aspect of Tachacha, they have to register a protest in order that it shouldn't have a bad effect on you, it shouldn't have a negative effect. Everything that we see, everything that we hear, has an influence on us. So a person has... Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know why it says that more low, but the Beis Halevi points out that we're not really telling him anything, we're making our own declaration to ourselves. We don't really give him any of
it.
Hakeh Shinov means weaken. What do you mean, Hakeh Shinov? It doesn't say Hakeh. Usually people translate it wrong. Hakeh means knock out his teeth, should be Hechot Hei. Lahakosis, Hashanai, means to weaken the power, to weaken the force of someone else. So it means to weaken the effect of the detrimental effect of the apikursis that you just heard, to weaken the effect on you. By making this pronouncement, by making this declaration. But it's not really an answer. You don't really speak to him. You're not really nisker to him. So you have to tell the other people. Tell the other people that this fellow is a non-believer. If he would have been there, he would have had right. But we're not really talking to him. We're not really working with him. I don't think we're really talking to the Eibush. That person should talk to himself over here. He has to hear it. The person has to chazit to himself, the Yikari Ha'emuna. Remember when I was in college, I had a certain professor, one day a week, had a certain professor, used to always say Divrei Apikursis. After that class, I used to go to the Beis Medrash to learn Musa, just for 15 minutes, and then go learn or do my homework, whatever else. The Bala Gora has a Havamina Yochel Meir Rosh Chodesh Tam Lomer Bayamahu. Havamina that the mitzvah of CPC is in Chayim should be fulfilled on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why should I think that, what's special about Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So the Nesivis in his commentary quotes from the standard Meforashim on the Haggadah. That the Gemara tells us that Benisan Nigalu, Benisan Asidim Lehigoyla, Nisan was singled out as the Chodesh HaNisim, the Chodesh HaGu'ula. And the Yitzias in Chayim, although it occurred on Leil Pesach, but the whole month was Nikva. As the Chodesh of Nisan. So Yochel Meir Rosh Chodesh, one might have thought that since beginning from Rosh Chodesh, and that's what the Mishnah says, we mentioned many times, the Mishnah in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah says, that Bechad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'malcha Yisrael, and Bechad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'malcha Yumas Ha'olam. How come there's a difference? So the Ran on the Rif points out, based on the Ramban on Chumash, Ramban on the Gemara, that it's not Stam HaMinig. That they had the convention was like that. That they decided that that's going to be meaning that Bechad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'malcha Yisrael. Bechad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah says no. Goes with a Hezber that all of world history is tachas is based on a mahalach that was created in Sheishes Mei Bereishis when the Ribono Shel created the world. So he created the world with all of the natural principles of biology and physics and mathematics and astronomy and history as well, and all the history of the Yom HaSa'olam follows those rules and regulations that were determined in Sheishes Mei Bereishis. So since the Hayom Haras Olam is Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah L'malcha Yom HaSa'olam. All of Goyish history, when you say it's a new year beginning when all of history begins. All of history begins from Rosh Hashanah. That's only natural history. And all of the history of the world, nations of the world, goes according to Chukei HaTeva. But the history of Bnei Yisrael is L'mayla Min HaTeva. That's what the Gemara says in the end of Shabbos, that ain't Mazol Yisrael. The whole Blat Gemara, two Amudim in the end of Masech HaShabbos, was Minayin Magal Yisodai. The history of the Jewish people is not Tachas Shlitas HaKechov Mahamazolos, but Yotzeos HaChutzo, above the Kechov and Mahamazolos. We are not on the Teva. We are Lamayla Min HaTeva. So that's why Rosh Hashanah L'malchei Yisrael, Jewish history, begins from Chodesh Nisan, because Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh HaNisan, the Chodesh that was nikva for hanhoga lamayla menateva. So that's what the Balagada says. Yochel Mirash Chodesh. One might have thought that you can fulfill the mitzvah of CP Tzis and Shem any time during this month, because the whole month was nikva as the Chodesh Agula. That's why we don't say tachnun the whole month. The whole month is, in a certain sense, a yontif. No tanesim and no tachnun and no hespedim and so on. The whole month is a yontif in a certain sense. It's a yontif of Gula. Tamaloyma bayoma, who has to be dafke on that one day, not that the whole month. What does it mean by yom? Yochel mebod yom. What's up with yochel mebod yom? Yochel deshash. It has to be in connection with one of the mitzvahs. Not stam sipis in Simon the Chodesh Agul. It has to be in connection with the mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Yochel mebod yom is the shchitas haPesach. When you shech the korban Pesach, you say, Baba is there. Here's the korban Pesach. And the Rebbeinu Shlom did yitzias in Simon. Then, shtei, babazel amarta, b'sho sheshmat amar, menachem lefana, has to be datke balayla. It has to be in conjunction with the mitzvahs achilo. Not in conjunction with the mitzvahs hakrovas haPesach.
How
do you see that? I don't know. That's a good question. How do you see that from the word Babazeh? Babazeh they knew from the beginning. Babazeh, you have to have some mitzvah masses. So you can say Babazeh shchitas haPesach.
To be shchitas haPesach. What if a person doesn't have matzah?
Let's say a person is in prison in Siberia. How does she get matzah? No, not sipis. Bakari, you wouldn't say that, God.
Bakari,
you wouldn't say.
That's one of the reasons why it's called.
Shaitim Olav Dorahama, yeah. If you don't have matzah, but you have mara, you have something. You have no matzah, no mara.
You have no matzah, and you have no mara.
And you still say that, God.
Because it's a mitzvah.
Minhasinach raises the suffix. Minhasinach raises the shaila when it says Babazel Amatim Bashosheish Matsama Menachem Lefanecho. Does that mean to say that this is this manha mitzvah? We were just determining when is this manha mitzvah. This manha mitzvah is Leil Tezvav. Or does it mean no? You can only fulfill a mitzvah when you actually have something to show. Yeah, Likuga. Not just you kaveh when this man is. This man is when it's normally when you would normally have matzamora. So he has the shayla. What if a person is in prison? So I always thought the Pashim Shat in the Gemara was the second side. That you have to have actually lefonecha, because we learned, I think we discussed last week, the Gemara says that Rav Yosef was a Saginor, and he recited the Haggad in his yeshiva to be mighty, all the Talmidim based on Shemei Koine. So the Gemara says, how can it be? One is a Saginor, is not obligated in the Torah to recite the Haggad, because he can't say Baba Zer. So he is the only mechayiv in the rabbanon. How can he recite the Haggadah to be mostly all the talmidim who are able to see and they're obligated in atayir and cpc is the same. So the Gemara says no. Rav Yosef holds the Haggadah this man is only the rabbanon. Why is only the rabbanon? Because there's no korban pesach, and when there's no korban pesach, so morer is only the rabbanon, and he holds that matzah is also only the rabbanon this man is there. So you have no mitzvah deraisa at all. So when you have no mitzvah deraisa, so no one is mechayiv in deraisa. So the Pashup Shat, but you have Matzah and Mora Midrabbanan. You have Matzah and Mora Midrabbanan. So therefore at least there's a mitzvah Midrabbanan. So that's why everyone is Mechuyim Midrabbanan. But Lachara, what if you don't even have the Matzah and the Mora? So I thought the Pashup Shat and the Gemara said, you're not even Mechuyim Midrabbanan. No, but the Gemara said, you got it to the Lincha Zonli, Bab was there. You got it to the Lincha Zonli, Bishar Shesh Matzah and Mora Menachem Lefanecha. But if you don't have it, Mamish, Bepoil Mamish, you don't have any one of the mitzvahs alayla there. You have no matzah, you have no mor, you have no korban pesach.
Why would it be
Mamish? You don't even have a
mitzvah. But he went out. He was the kind of mitzvah tiksavah, because he was the only one who had children who weren't. He was the only two that were in Eretz Yisrael. The only two were Moshe's sons.
Mm-hmm.
The month of Sabbath. There was no Pesach. There was no matzah. There was no more.
No, but that's what we hold. No, that's Baba's there. That you only have the chiv CPTS and trying in conjunction.
That's
good
enough.
But that's Lachar what the Gemara says. You have to have some, at least one mitzvah halayla. If you want to be mechuyev in CPT since time in Atar, you have to have at least korban pesach or matzah or morim in Atar, something. If you want to be mechuyev in the rabbanon, you have to have something chutz in the rabbanon. But you have nothing. Even with the rabbanon, you have no pesach, matzah, mor. You have none of the mitzvah halayla. So the pashtus is that there isn't even a chiyuv mit rabban. Does it only mean bishah that the drosh is kaveh that this is this mana mitzvah? Or no, it means when you actually have, that's the suffix of the minchas chinuch. So I always thought that the suffix of minchas chinuch is the Beferish one way in the Gemara, by this sugi of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was the Sagi Nahor, so the Gemara says, if the Hochi of Matzah Bezman is there, Zonim with the Rabbanon, it is Beshoah. Leil Tezvav is Beshoah. But there's no Matzah, there is, there's no Mar, there is, there's no Korban Pesach at all. So the Gemara says, therefore, no one has a Chiyuv CPTS and Simon Atar. Why not? It's Beshoah, Beshoah, that theoretically you should have. So I thought from that Gemara was Muchaf Beferish, that it doesn't mean it's just the Kviyas Hazman that the mitzvah of Sipit in time is Leil Tezvav. No! You actually have to have one of the mitzvahs alive. The only way to fulfill the mitzvah in Atera is of Sipit in time is in conjunction with the mitzvah alive. To explain what is, to give the answer to the question.
So you're going away from the beginning, you start Yochum Rosh Chodesh, so that's only Zman. Then at the end you end up, it's not enough Zman, but you also have something
in
to
conjunction
say.
Conjunction with
that's
the actual
that's what you're saying. You're going away from the whole Halloween.
So I think so. That's stating the Mar Barav Yosef.
So what happens if Hezra Goda?
He doesn't have a mitzvah with the Rabbanon. Rav Yosef was Mukhib in the Rabbanon, even though he's not Mukhib in Atar, because he's not Baba Zer. There's a different reason. Taisa says why. In order to not to discriminate against the blind man. It looked like a guy. Everybody else is saying, telling CPTs and trying. And the blind man won't. So in order not to distinguish between the blind man and everybody else, so they will mechayiv him in the Rabbanon. But if no one is mechayiv, so the blind man is not mechayiv either. You give the blind man a break to show that he's mechayiv like everybody else. But if no one has matzah tomorrow, no one has Pesach matzah tomorrow, so no one is mechayiv. So we're not discriminating against anyone. If you don't have any mitzvah halayla, so there's nothing to discuss. Right, that's a deal that the Achrayim all discuss. The Ma'aseh Rav Loza ben Azariah, one of the four Tanoim who was sitting there until Amud HaShachar, when Misatim Kolos Halayla was Rav Loza ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. Rav Loza ben Azariah has a machlekes with Rabbi Akiva regarding mitzvahs korban Pesach by Chatzos. The Mishnah says, you have to finish Korban Pesach by Chatzos. Is that a din deraisa or din derabbanan? So Blaz Ben Azariah holds that it's a din deraisa. You learn that from the pasuk. Rachel Sabasa Balai Lazer. It says Levati Beretz and Sam Balai Lazer. The case of Kol B'chor Beretz and Sam. So you see that the phrase Balai Lazer means Chatzos. So here also by Korban Pesach it means Chatzos Ben Atar. Rabbi Kiva didn't have such a kabbalah with Zereshav, and he says no, that Korban Pesach Ben Atar is Kol Alaylo. And Chatzos is only with the Rabbana, Kidei Lahachik Tisad Menaver. What would be the Nafkimina? So the Shaila is, would there be a mitzvah CPT in time past Chatzos? So some say, according to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, no, because you only have Pesach Matzah, everything is all before Chatzos, and after Chatzos, there's no mitzvah Salaila. So if there's no mitzvah Salaila, so there's no CPT in time, so there's nothing to discuss. If you all like Rabbi Akiva, that Chatzos is only Akzera de Rabbanon, so that's only Akzera by Korban Pesach, that you shouldn't come to the Achilas Noisa. Noisa is an Issa Kores. So we don't allow you to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, lest you'll forget and eat it after Alos HaShachar. But we're not afraid, Matzah you can eat after Chatzos. If you hold that, if you're passing like Rabbi Akiva, that the din of Chatzos is only with the Rabbanon by Korban Pesach, then by Matzah there wouldn't be any din of Chatzos at all. That's how the Gemara says. Next to the last daf in Pesachim, and daf kuf chof on the base, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, if you eat Matzah after Chatzos, you're not Yotzei. Because the same Zman, there's a hekish between Korban Pesach and Matzah, the same Zman that you need Ben Atarah for Korban Pesach, you need for Matzah. So Rabbi Loza ben Azariah holds Chatzos din deraisa. So you have to finish the Matzah also by Chatzos. We mentioned in the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Mordechai, you have to finish drinking the fourth kos before Chatzos if you want to be choshish for Rabbi Loza ben Azariah sheet. And the Radei is Tosis Pasuk like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Because the Stam Mishnah in Ezel Mekoyim is like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. It says, HaPesach Eino Nechel Elo Ad Chatzos. So the Gemara says, why a double negative Eino Nechel Elo Ad Chatzos? Zog HaPesach Nechel Kodem Chatzos. Pesach Nechel Kodem Chatzos, that's a part of not such a strong statement. It could be Ben Atar, it could be Ben Rabbanan. When you make a double negative Eino Nechel Elo Ad Chatzos, it means that it's an absolute Din Derais. That's what the Gemara says in Ezel Mekoyim. So that's the Stam Mishnah. That sounds like it's a real Din Derais. So that's Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So that's what Tosis Paskens like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So the Gemara makes this nafkemina, that if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, then you have the mitzvah of matzah even after Chatzos. There's no Gzeira that Rabban my matzah. What's the chashash, shame of us? Maybe he'll eat the matzah after Los HaShachas, though? There's no Issa Kore, so garnish. What, he said a brocha levatola, al achilos matzah? No, brocha levatola is only the Rabban. Nishgefelch. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah, matzah. Nishgefelch. If he'll eat Korban Pesach after Los HaShachas, he'll be Issa Kore. He'll be Issa Kore, and Aldeira with Kore. But if he eat matzah after Amur HaShachas, nita zagefelch. The world doesn't come to an end. So that's what it says in the Gemara.
If you're all like Rav Lozman Azariah, you have to finish everything before Chatzitza. All like Rav Akiva, you don't have to. So that's what the Mefarshim is. Why is Rav Lozman Azariah participating in this CPTS and Tzorim Kol Osa Alaylo? And Ashabot Talmidei Yom Lahem is Higiyaz Man Kriyash Mashal Shachris. Rav Lozman Azariah should have checked that at Chatzitza. What is he wasting his time?
Was it necessarily
So many Yachrainim say he was sitting by Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah.
Rabbi Akiva, out of respect for the others, and Rabbi Akiva held that it's called Alaylo. Obviously, he was after the Churban. Otherwise, they would have been in Yerushalayim eating. They wouldn't be in Bnei Brak.
Right.
They would have been eating the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. They wouldn't be in Bnei Brak. So it was after the Churban. So Rabbi Akiva held that it's mitzvah to call Alaylo. Rabbi Akiva was older than him. Rabbi Nazari was young.
Yeah,
that was the problem. They appointed him the chief rabbi. He was only 17. He was much younger. So he's going to watch out. I'm the chief rabbi and going to sleep. Going to say Krishna, go to sleep. The others are sitting and talking. So out of respect for the others, he stayed on. He really held that there's no mitzvah at all.
Where was their family? How come they held it by themselves? They just handled them. I want them to hold strong. I want them to hold strong.
But once the Korban Pesach isn't there anymore, so maybe that's why it's the Chatzos
for them. Yeah. No, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says if you eat matzah, bizman hazeh. Bizman means bizman a Gemara. After chatzah, it's a kind of blood of an atar, lo yatzah yideh chai vasa. The Gemara says the Ferish, if you eat matzah, and kuf chof on the base. Omar Rover, if you eat matzah, after chatzah, you're not yaitzeh. Somewhere on this top. Omar Rover, here. Six lines from the bottom. Ocha matzah bizman hazeh, acha chatzah, lo blood of an atar, lo yatzah yideh chai vasa. Why? Because Chatzos is his man deraisa for Korban Pesach. And there's a hekish kim niskish matzah lepesach, and the Pesach is a din of Chatzos towards the bottom of Kuf Chof Amadeh. And that's where the Tosfos is, that they say it seems that there's a stam mishnah like a blood of Menazah, the long Tosfos on Kuf Chof Amadeh. So it would appear perhaps Halacha is like a blood of Menazah. So the din of Chatzos applies even his man hazeh.
Why do you say it's all about Chatzos? Maybe there's no mouth to eat it. You can't be out to the primitive mitzvah. It's not nice to call the morning, so it's sort of in limbus. You could still be in the stopping, it could be like so, you could do something, accomplish something.
Me
not
may.
Not the same bus anymore, but still it's not the. What much like a Chaim?
What the eat, Korban Pesach, after Chatzos, the Gemara says is also.
Yes, but.
Then he said there is.
But it's not nice yet.
Not yet nice, if you lead it, you won't be Chaim Korban.
Something, some status.
No, you wouldn't be yet to Korban Pesach. It wouldn't be yet to Korban Pesach.
It would be nice,
there's an Issa to eat it. If you eat it, you won't be Chayv for it. But there's still an Issa deraisa to eat the Korban Pesach in a way that you're not yet to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Same as eating Korban Pesach mebal yom before Shkia.
You say the same thing by matzah?
No, there's no Issa by matzah, but you wouldn't be yet to the mitzvah. The Gemara says, Ocha matzah bezman hazeh, acha chatzos lo yotze dechavosa deraisa, you're not yet. So if you're not yet, you said the matzah and the mor, anishkan cheftish on mitzvah, it's not matzah and mor. So it's not baba zeh. There's no matzah mora, so there's no use in saying all the CPT is mitzrayim.
Right? So with minui also, you can't just eat from somebody else's own Pesach, because otherwise you're not yotze the mitzvah from Pesach, so you can't eat it.
So the melody is an isa. Whenever you're not yotze the mitzvah, there's an isa. So I think more lines out from the pasuk at the end of. The end of Elu Oivrim, the Gemara has a pasuk, Zochos Abasa Balayla Zeh Balayla Velo Bayom. There's an Issa Rese, whoever eats Korban Pesach Mebo Yom, an Erev Pesach, normally you bring a Korban Shlomis, you can eat it right away, and Balayla, and then you negotiate some more, how much more you can eat. So the Gemara has a pasuk that if you eat, the end of the second Pesach, not the end of the third Pesach. The Gemara says if you eat the Korban Pesach, here it is, the end of the second paragraph. Mem Aleph on the bottom. If you eat a Korban Pesach mebod yom, you're over the essay. What's the essay? It's prohibited to eat a Korban Pesach in a way that you're not yaitzeh the mitzvah. So that includes mebod yom on erev Pesach as an issur essay, or if you eat it after chatzos, l'rav lozman azariah, that it's not yet koreis. There's no issur noiser till the morning, so there's no issur noiser. So why can't you eat it after chatzos? The answer is no, it's this issur essay. Or if you eat it, shalom menuyav, there's an issur. There's one pesach. One of the Balei HaTesis writes, the Pirush HaRash on Teres Kohanim. It's written by the Rash Mishans. And the Teres Kohanim writes that there's no Easter in eating a Korban Pesach Shalolim Nuyav. The only thing is that you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah. If our emphasis is a certain Kasha, the Gemara has a Machloikis HaTanoim, in the Dorim, in the Psochim, whether Sela Beisovis is the Rais or the Rabbonah. It says in the Chumash, you should eat the Sela Beisovis. The Gemara has a Machloikis if I have children who are before Bar Mitzvah.
So is there a din deraita that they have to be menuyim on the Korban Pesach in order that they should be allowed to eat? Or even if I was not mimana them on the Korban Pesach, I'm permitted to give them. So there's one opinion in the Gemara that minatari you're permitted to give the children even though they're not mimun on the Korban Pesach. So the Rishonim asks, how can you do that? It's the chadin, asa l'achila biyadayim. Even a cotton shaloi higi l'chinuch. A cotton shahigi l'chinuch, you have to be mechanech. And even a cotton shaloi higi l'chinuch, you're not allowed to give them trefes, you're not allowed to give them chazer. And from Pesach, you're not allowed to eat shalolim nuyah. So how can there be one opinion in the Gemara that you're permitted to give the ketanim to eat the besar ha-Pesach, even though you weren't memanah them on your Korban Pesach? The chanis are also l'achila biyadayim. The Rishonim asked that kasha. So the Rash Mishant and his Pirush on Taras Kohanim or Menachem Zenda and all the others from before the war, they all talk about this Rash Mishant. The Rash Mishant writes in his Pirush on Taras Kohanim, there's no issa to eat shalolim nuyah. It's just that you're not yaitzeh the mitzvah. So the kid is not by mitzvah, machnishtayim. They all ask, it's against Ofanim, not only Yen and Echel, Elelim Nuyav, the double negative. It's against Ofanim Mishnayis. The Mishnah has, what if two people are broiling the Korban Pesach, one near the other, and a little schmalt spritzes from one to the other, you have to scrape off. You're not allowed to eat the schmalt that's spritzed over because it's Lord Nuyav. You're not a Mamun on that Korban Pesach. So, and there's a din of Tam Kiker. A little bit of schmalt. I mean, I'll tell you, it's both, it's trade. His mom is considered trafe, and you have to have shishim, and you have to take off kedei netila, nerdless mekayim, and get fe'alach. So see the fairest that it's an issa to eat shalolim nuyah. So taka, what's the issa? All you know is that you're not yet to the mitzvah. Why isn't the rash right? So that's what they all say. It's this issa. Yachas habasa balayla, balayla, lo bayom, it's prohibited to eat the Korban Pesach in a fashion that you're not yet to the mitzvah. You're only allowed to eat it in a way that you're yet to the mitzvah. So an issa there is a tikkun. Some Achrayim say like that. Some Achrayim say many tiny Rav Lozman and Azariah only sat around because the others were talking and learning. He wanted to hear what they had to say. But as far as he was concerned, he would be prepared to go to sleep. And others say no. That since he began the mitzvah in the first half of the night, so there is a continuous, there is a kiyum to continue even later based on Kalamar B'lisab. What if you hold like Rav Lozman and Azariah that there's no mitzvah after Chatzos? He's going to fall asleep before Chatzos. Yeah. So they tie it. So you can say that the Tesefta goes like Rabbi Akiva. Maybe that the Tesefta goes like Rabbi Akiva. It doesn't go like Rav Lozman and Azariah. Others tie it, other Achranim tie it, no. They say Levi Taka has on that also. Other Achranim have a machleg on that. Others say like you said. That since there is a din called Amad L'Sapa, Shetach Tefei Nushino, so the Rebuy can be continued even into the middle of the night.
What would you have done after the Chatzos? You've gone and learned. So you've gone and get a
Chatzos. Right to learning. Yes. Yeah. That's what they say. Rabbi Kiva was the Mora D'Asra. So since he was the Mora D'Asra, so Rabbi Lozman Azariah, even though he was the chief rabbi, he had no right to be Chelek and Rabbi Kiva. So he had to be Kofos to Rabbi Kiva on that occasion. So that's the end of the first Haggadah that we said Avodim Hayino. And then we say already Shaina, a second Haggadah. Chilo Avli Avodah Zorah Hayah Aviseinu. The Afshe Kervonu Hamokim Lavidah Sashinema. So you quote Psukim. Now talk about Avram Avinu episode. Ve'etan li Yitzchak is Yankav Eseisa. Ve'etan li Eseisa is Hashseh L'Reshis Osel. Yankav Avodah Yodah Mitzrayim. The Psukim are strange. Why do we quote these psukim from Sefer Yoshua? Vayom Yoshua kol ha'am, kama Hashem al-kei Yisrael, devanor. It's a little strange. So the Meforshim point out what we're driving at over here. Rashi and Chumash quotes a Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a deal with Avraham Avinu by the Bris Ben Apsor. He said, that's the next section in the Haggadah. Everything is connected here. You keep on going. It's one long paragraph. Even though it's broken down into different paragraphs, it's really one long hemshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in advance. In other words, the Shibud Mitzrayim with the Gulas Mitzrayim. This wasn't just an accident of history. That there was a famine, and then there was no food. And it happened that Yosef was in Mitzrayim. And then it happened that they needed food. And they went, and they came, and they came back. No. Everything was, that's how we say it. But yeah, the Mitzrayim, onos al pei adibur, means the whole thing was orchestrated by the Ribbono Shel Olam, who was pulling all the strings behind the scenes. The Ribbono Shel Olam made him onos al pei adibur. He sent Yaakov Avinu to Mitzrayim. Yaakov didn't want to go. But the Ribbono Shel Olam caused him to go, because he made a promise to Avraham Avinu, there's going to be a Shibud Mitzrayim. Gary is a Rach Ber Islam Avonu, you know, Isam. Everything was going to happen in advance. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam said, he's giving Eretz Yisrael At that time, he promised to give Eretz Yisrael to the descendants of Avraham Avinu, to the Zera Avraham. So the Shaila is, well, Avraham Avinu had a lot of descendants. He had Yishmael was also a descendant. And he had from Yitzchak, he had Yankov Yisrael. So the Arabs claim that they have a right to Eretz Yisrael also. The descendants from Avraham Avinu also, so they should also be entitled. So we mention all of this now. Rashi and Chumash points this out in the Medrash, that the Rabbanu Shalom said, "Ba'avodim ve'inu aysam." Those people, ger yir zaracha beres lalahem, those of the Zera Avraham who will be a ger beres lalahem, who will suffer the avdus and the inui, so they are considered Zera Avraham, and to them will belong Eretz Yisrael. But over here, but the pasuk tells us that Esav, where to Esav has Harseyer Rashisosa. Esav said from day number one, he doesn't want to go to Mitzrayim. He went right away. He wanted to get Harseyer. But since he didn't go down to the Shibut Mitzrayim, so he's not entitled to Eretz Yisrael. So that's where we begin. We begin by telling about the Haftocha that the Rabbanu Shlom predicted this in advance. It wasn't a mikra. It wasn't just an accident of history that it happened that Yankov came down Mitzrayim. Everything was on us all Pia Dibur. This was all planned by the Rabbanu Shalom hundreds, 400 years in advance. And we stay in connection with that, the drasha that Yehoshua ben Nun gave, that this is how we know who is the real Zera Avraham. Those who went down to Mitzrayim, those are called the Zera Avraham. Those who didn't go are not called the Zera Avraham. And then you pick up the Becher, and you say, V'hisham del avasein of Alona. What exactly is this referring to? So Nechsidish and Mufarshim to say Behi refers to the Shechina. Shechina is Lashon Nekei, refers to the Shechina. That's Al Derech Achsidis, Al Derech Adrash. But what's the Pshutai? What is Behi? Behi refers to the Haftacha. Baruch Shem HaHaftachos Uli Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shalom made a Haftacha to Avraham Avinu. What was the Haftacha? That Rachrichen Yetzu, there's going to be a Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that Haftacha was not only on that occasion of Golas Mitzrayim. He was referring, Ger Yezarach Baruch Lalahem, Avon Mershana. That was Golas Mitzrayim and the Gula. But not only was that on the Golas Mitzrayim and the Gula, he said the Gam is always a Riboy. So the Medrash comments on the Gam the Rabbis Kol HaGolias. The Rabbanu Shalom promised Avraham Avinu that any Golas and any Tzara, he will see to it that he will redeem the Jewish people. So that's why we pick up the Becher, and we drink Alachan, and say, V'hi Shom Dala V'seinu V'lona, this Haftocha, V'hach Shem HaHaftocha Seleisol, Hi Shom Dala V'seinu, so many thousands of years ago, V'lona, in Shnat Tavshin Nun Aleph. And every generation, because of that Haftacha. And we continue, where does it say that in the Chumash? That everything is one long paragraph. The Maharal Prague has. Everything is one long Arichas. That there was so much anti-Semitism throughout the history of the world. The Pasuk says, Arami, Oyved. Now we start what the Mishnah says. You have to recite Parshas, Mikra, Bikurim, and Darshan. So we read the Parsha, and you read the Parsha, the Pshuta Shal Mikra leads you in one direction, and the Drasha leads you in a Gansin, in a different direction. It's not a spirit, the Pshuta Shal Mikra is true, and the Drasha Chachamim is also true. So the Pshuta Shal Mikra probably, perhaps means like the Ibn Ezra says, Arami Oved Ovi, my ancestor Avraham Avinu was a wandering Arami. Avraham Avinu was traveling from one country to the other till he finally came to Eretz Yisrael. Arami Oyved. It's a poel Oymed. Arami Oyved. Toisi Kise Oved. Like an animal that got lost. So Arami is a wandering Arami. That's the Pashup Shah. And the Chachamim have a tradition that not only is the Pshuta Shal Mikro, so there's a Rosh of a Torah Shal Peh that it means something in addition to that. Arami Oyved Ovi. That Lavan Harami wanted to kill Ovi Yankis. Lavan wasn't around in the days of Avraham Avinu. Right. But Arami Oyved. That's why Lashon Oyved. Lavan Harami died a long time ago. That's it. B'chol Davodoram Devalayin Ochalosan. The reason why the Pasuk is written for Lashon Oyved is because it's in every generation. So we have a Hemshech. But Hisham Dal Avisein of Alon, that Haftoche is what saves the Jewish people throughout all the generations. Shalechet B'lavadam Lenim Chol Davodoram Devalayin. He promised that Haftocha was V'gam. V'gam l'rabbois. V'gam is Hagoya Shavet Adon Anochi. V'gam is to be Marbe in all the generations. And now we go into the history of anti-Semitism. That's what the Maharal points out. That you speak about the strange, if you want to talk about anti-Semitism, so they pick on Lavo? Want to pick on Esau? Esau was the one who really hated the Jews. No, Esau had a good reason to hate Yaakov Avinu. He stole the brachas from him. He had a good reason. We're talking about unreasonable anti-Semitism. Yeah. What did the Lavna Rabbi? Other Rabbi took in the daughters from me, did him a favor, knew, and he took care of his behemoths, and he worked for him, and he made him a rich man. What's the problem? The unreasonable anti-Semitism that the Jews meet up with in every generation. And the Kuzari writes that what's the reason for this anti-Semitism? So the Gemara has a lashon, Har Sinai is called Har Chorev, and it's sometimes called Har Sinai. So the Gemara in Matzeh Shabbos has different opinions. What's the real name and what's the nickname? So one version in the Gemara is that the real name is Har Chorev, and why is it called Har Sinai? That's a nickname. Shemisham Yarda Sinai Loilam, that when the Jews were Mekabel Torah and the Umas Olam refused to accept it, that was the beginning of all of the unreasonable anti-Semitism. Why Taka? What does it represent? So the Sefer HaKuzar explains that it represents their guilty conscience, that all the Umas Olam realized that they could have also been oifrichtig and moral and ethical and honest, to the extent that the Jewish people are moral, ethical and honest. They could have also done that, and they didn't do it. And they could have also been Am Hashem, the Baruch Shalom offered them, and they turned it down. They didn't want to. So when they see the Jewish people marching around, they feel guilty. We could have been that, and we didn't. So that's why they harass the Jewish people. And those who attack the Jewish people are really attacking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their attacks, their anti-Semitism, their unreasonable anti-Semitism is really attack against the Baruch Hu. So that's what the Baal HaGadah talks about, the attacks against the Jewish people, the anti-Semitism, the unreasonable anti-Semitism throughout all the generations. That's Arami Oved Ovi. It's really a Poel Yotze, Oved. It should have said Arami Ma'abed Ovi. So that's the Pshut Shal Mikra is a description of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was an Arami Oved. He was a wandering Arami. But the Torah Shabbat Peh gives an additional interpretation. Arami Prague has a whole attack against the Ibn Ezra. That is, Pshat is wrong, and it's against the Heilige Chazal. I don't know exactly what he had attacked Ibn Ezra. You have many times like that. You have Pshuto Shel Mikra is one thing, and the Drash Es Chachamim is a totally different thing. And they're both accepted. It doesn't mean that there's a steer. It doesn't have to mean that there's a steer. The Gemara doesn't say, the Ramban points out in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam. And the Asadish Ramban, he says, the Gemara never said, Ein Ba Mikra El Pshuto. The Gemara says, Ein Ha Mikra Yetzim Dei Pshuto. Pshuto Shel Mikra is also true, but the Drash is also true. The drush is true and the pshuta is true. The both is shlef. You say the both. A pasuk can have many levels of interpretation. Kipata shifayt itself. So that's what we speak about the Arami Oved Avi. That this is what the Rebbe Shalom told Avraham Avinu in advance by the Bris Ben Absorim, that there's going to be a many Goliaths. The Gam Lerabbis Kolago is going to be many Goliaths in the future. The Gamas promised that he will beguile the Jewish nation as a whole. It does mean there's no haftach of any individual person. There's no haftach, let's say, the Nazis killed many Jews. And when the Arabs come to make trouble in Israel, many people lose their lives. There never was a haftach for individual people, but the haftach was for the Jewish nation, Bechlalusa. That Am Yisrael will never be called, the Jewish nation will never be wiped out. Ani Hashem lo shenis v'atem b'nei yankiv lo chilis. The haftocha that the Novi gave in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that b'nei Yisrael will never be wiped out. So the Tana Darshins, this is from the Sifrei, the Tana Darshins, every phrase in the Arami Oved Ovi, with a drasha, with a comment of the Torah Shabbat Teh. So he says, Vayerid Mitzrayim was on a Salfi Adiba, means it wasn't Stam Alpi Mikre, that Yosef was there, and there was a famine, and he went to see, to live there. This was all orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because such a major thing like Yetzias Mitzrayim, this was all predicted in advance. It was told to Avraham Avinu that it's going to happen. It wasn't Stam Mikre. Then the Tana Darshins, Vayogasham Loshin Geirus. What does it mean? Melamed Shalayorin Yom Avinu Mishtakeh B'Mitzrayim. You don't really see it in the Pasuk. The Tana is commenting. He's not really darshining it from the Pasuk. He knows it from other Pasukim. From other Pasukim, not from this Pasuk, you don't know. Not from the Pshuto Shel Mikra, no. But the Medrash says that if he wouldn't have wanted to go, so the Baruch Shalom would have slept him there. Because this was the plan, because he told Avraham Avinu already in advance that there's going to be a Golus Mitzrayim.
Sure.
He was nervous, and he told him that. Yeah.
And Mora has a Tana Shavua why he didn't pray, so there shouldn't be a Golus.
There shouldn't be, yeah. Then the Baal HaGadah Darshan, the Sifrei Darshan, on the Pasuk, Vayogasham Alamed Shlo Yorad Yaakov Avinu Lishtakeh B'Mitzrayim El Logosham, that their plan, their intention from day number one till the end, the whole 210 years that they were there, they really planned to go back to Eretz Yisrael. They were only there temporarily. Shenemar, log about one came near that time shall have the cover of the Vietnam but yes when have the there it goes and just temporarily so the temper yeah so they only stayed like the Yordan they only stayed there temporarily so the Rami Prague explains what's behind it that the Tanoim understood pshat in this pasuk by Yad Hashem that if Chalila the Jewish people would have decided they like it there. They're going to stay there. They're not interested in moving back to Eretz Yisrael. So he says there wouldn't have been a whole Yitzias and Tzorah. If they would have lost their interest in going back to Eretz Yisrael, so the Rebbeinu Shalom would have not been grail them. The only time the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to bring a gula is if the Bnei Yisrael feel a yearning to return back to Eretz Yisrael. And even though the Medrash says that halalu abda avid is over, halalu abda avid is over, they were violating all the mitzvahs of Torah, but there were Zionists. Those, yeah. And the first is Zionistic feelings that these are because mad. They didn't believe in anything. They had the mamish at Eirom the area. Eirom in Amitzis. Rashi quotes from the Medrash. They were naked from Mitzvah. The Baruch Shalom had to give them the damai chayib the machotch to give them a schus of
Mitzvah. Without Abdus, they would have left. They would have Yogasham. They would have lived there. Without the Abdus, they would never come out.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have been Avodim. They would never leave. They would have a wonderful country to live here.
I don't know. No. The Medrash understands, the Chachamim understood differently, no, that the Jews never really planned to stay there. The Jews weren't interested. They always, on their own, they always felt that they were game. They always had a desire to go back.
But everything is planted with good intention all over.
They wanted to go back to the tribe, even the Abdus.
What did they say, what?
The Chanus Hadorgo.
This
was the Erev.
The Erev Ramatan. But the Jews who had originally were descendants from those who lived in Eretz Yisrael always yearned to go back.
Why
because
of the
Gear
becoming
Jew?
That's
undetermined. Yeah. Another Gear. No, but here it's clearly the meaning.
I know that. From here, by Gear.
I don't know. It's a good kasha. Why do you call him a Gear? The Chumash calls a Nafish and his guy a Ger. Why is he a Ger? He's going to remain a Jew forever. I don't know. Yeah.
And if we would have waited a lot longer, they would have nobody
anymore. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the Rebbeinu Shlomo was girl then at that time. Why would the girl up at that time? Because if he would have waited a little longer, the Svarim said, based on the Drushim, it would have been too late. Right. But why was the girl then at all, and what schus? They had no mitzvahs at all. So he gave them two mitzvahs that officially he should have, officially have schus. But what schus did they have that he gave them the mitzvahs, that they should have a schus and mitzvahs? The schus was that they wanted to go back. By Yogasham, that the whole time, that's already an umash lemo, and now we're trying to make a matan Torah. Before there was Shishim Riboy, it wasn't a complete nation.
Actually, there was no decision. There was
a five-time decision. But in the official count, they had crossed over Shishim Riboy. If it's in the Gemara, we don't find this, but there's only going quotes in the Zohar from different places that the Gula Hasidah will only occur when there will be Shishim Ribo Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. Before you reach the point of Shishim Ribo, it's not shaykh to have a Gula, and it's based on this, that at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Psukim say that they took account, there was a census taken, and there was Shishim Ribo, that's an Umo Shleima on Klal Yisrael. But then the Rebbeinu Shlom saw that Ba'at Eram Ve'erio, they had no mitzvah, so he gave them the two mitzvahs, and he said, B'damayi chayi, B'damayi chayi, and Rashi quotes in the Medrash, B'schus ha-mitzvahs. Then the Balagora continues to darshan on the psukim in the mikra, because Vayorei wasan ha-mitzrim. Yeah, there's some of the Haggadahs have them in order. Yeah. Should say it in order? Yeah. Most of the Haggadahs are missing psukim, no? They're missing psukim. Yeah. The relationship between HaKadosh Baruch and Knesset Yisrael is like a husband and a wife. So the Klal Yisrael is the cow. No? I think so. Vayarei oisonu. So the Balagoda Darshans, Vayarei oisonu kemashinam ohoven es hakmalot pen yirbe. Why did the Balagoda quote that pasuk? Vayarei oisonu, they were mean to us. They were ra to us. So the Rav was fond of saying over the Nesidus in the regular Maisim Nisim Hagod and the Derech HaChaim Siddur. They have been to the Maisim Nisim Hagod. So he quotes from the Abarbanel this pshat. Vayarei oisonu, pshuter shal mikra means that they were mean to us. But the drashas chachamim is that they said that we were bad. They were claiming that the Jewish people were not loyal citizens of Egypt, that if there would be a war, we would join the enemy. So the Balagora quotes that pshat. Otherwise, it should say, Vayarei ulanu,
What does it say? Vayareu hoisanu. So the Pshut Shal Mikra is that they were mean to us. But as an additional level of interpretation, the Balagora Darshans, that they said that we were ra, they said that we were bad, that we were not loyal citizens. This is the history of the Jews. Wherever they go, we go. So the country is always, when the Jews always work percentage-wise, they work much more for the country, they pay more taxes and they accomplish more. And they're always attacked at being disloyal.
We daven to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'yesh Hashem is koleinu, and He answered our prayers, and He made the Yetzias Mitzrayim.
What does the pasuk say? Kemo she'nemar, v'yi b'yomim haramim ha'him, v'yom ha'smach Mitzrayim, v'yoncha b'nei Yisrael min avoda, v'yizok v'atal shavas melhu elekim min hu avoda.
So the Rav pointed out, the Meforshim on the Haggadah quote in the name of the Ramban on Chumash. It doesn't say in that pasuk that they daven.
That
they were correcting. It was so bad. And they were screaming.
HaKadosh
Baruch Hu, with His great kindness and mercy, considered their correcting from the oppression. So that's what the Baal HaGadah is darshing over here. The Pshut Shal Mikra says, we daven. And Rabbi Shalom answered our prayers, and He made it to us in time. So the Baal HaGadah says it's not exactly so. We weren't so religious at all. Halal of the Abu Dazar, halal of the Abu Dazar. We were Zionists, we were Yav Hashem, Mitzuyonim Shalom. We planned to go back to Eretz Yisrael, but there was no Shmiras at Eirom there, Mamish, like the Zionists in Europe before the war, Mamish Apikusim. But they were suffering from pogroms, they were suffering from persecution, and they were correcting. And wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael for secular purposes, in order to get rid of the tzaris. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo, in his kindness, Barov Rachamov, considered the krechzing for secular purposes as if they had davened. That's how the Ramban interprets it. That's how the Meforshim and HaGadah say. That's what the Baal HaGadah is darshing. The drosha of the Torah Shabbat Peh over and above the Pshut Shal Mikra. The Torah Shabbat Peh is telling us that you shouldn't take the pasuk literally. That we really dive in and Rabbi Shalom answered our prayers. Not like, we were correcting from the work and He considered it to evil we had done.
Exactly.
So what was the whole desire of all of the secular Jews in Europe to go to Eretz Yisrael? Obviously there was something there, deep down in their heart. They understood that they have to have emunah and they have to keep mitzvahs. So the beginning was to go to Eretz Yisrael, and the end is going to be to keep all the mitzvahs.
But the covered persecution of Jews.
Yes, yeah. But there's not an individual, I think there's a difference there. Yeah. Because the persecution was the terrorist anti-Semitism. And it makes a drosha. What is the significance of stressing that it wasn't Alidei Malach? So the Marami Prak points out what others point out as well. When we daven Ma'ariv, so we mention in Emes V'Amuna, we say, what do we say? That at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally was going to Avodah Minois, and we told Avraham Avinu by the Bris Ben Amsel was going to Li'agzeres Avdus. And then at the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Bnei Yisrael out L'cheirus Oilom. Vayetze Yisrael Shalom Yitzchem L'cheirus Oilom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ingrained in the Jewish neshama, into the Jewish psyche, that we are going to be Bnei Choron. And even when the Jews throughout all the generations were sold as slaves, and they were slaves to the Nazis and the slave camps and so on, they always had the feeling of cheirus. The Jews were always leading the fight in all the countries for freedom. They always had this feeling of cheres. That's because the Yetzias Mitzrayim was l'cheres oyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chosim in our neshamas, and our neshamas this kind of an attitude. So that this should occur at the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, if that would be done by a malach, it wouldn't be able to be of a lasting nature throughout all the generations. A malach himself is only mukbel azman. So how can a malach have an accomplishment? The Baruch Hu sends a malach can accomplish something that should last the oyim voice. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do that himself. So that the Yetzias Mitzrayim should be, L'cheirus Olam should be an everlasting cheirus. And that's what the Maral adds on, that's why we stress, what does that mean? If it would have been Ain't kol hakol with b'nei charis. But we say, no, not just the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out, he took our forefathers out of Mitzrayim. So the Mela, we are b'nei charis. If he wouldn't have redeemed them, we would still be there. Now they redeemed them, so the Mela. No, it's not the Mela. Not just he took out our forefathers and the Mela, we are b'nei charis. After the world, the Maisa Hagula, the Yisrael Mitzrayim, was on our forefathers and our us. What's an afkemina to Medreita Hinsa Medreita here? The Maisa, we're b'nei charis. What's an afkemina? Well, we're no longer Avonim because our forefathers were freed. Well, because we were also free. So the Maral says, no, that's an afkemina. This, for Yosef Samuel Teichem, the Chayim Yisraelim, that this attitude, this characteristic, that we have a feeling of Chayrus, Kili B'nai Yisrael Avadim Le'Avadim Le'Avadim, this mentality that we feel like we have B'nai Chorin, we have an Am K'sheyor, if we feel like free people, we're not kafus to others, this was ingrained not only in the neshamas of our forefathers who left Mitzrayim, this was ingrained on everyone's neshama, because Lava Tel Senegal, Allah Poitzana Hot Misham. The gulas Mitzrayim was done on everybody. And that's what he says, it's all the Hotel. If the Yisias Mitzrayim would have been done by a Malach, would have only been done on that generation of that. So maybe the Malach would have been able to accomplish that on that duration of Yisias Mitzrayim, it would have been L'chei Rishon. They would have been B'nei Chorin L'yoylem with this attitude, but the effect wouldn't have been a lasting effect throughout all the generations, throughout all the Jewish people. And the Rabbanu Shalom wanted that the Gula should accomplish Chei Rishonim throughout all the generations. So that's why the Haggadah stresses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it himself, that it should be done on every individual Jew, and it should have this lasting effect, L'chei Rishonim, on all the future generations. Not a hereditary. That's what he says. Not a hereditary. It's, we all experience the gula. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is done to all of us. Is if we were all Mishbuli Yomim. This time he could have developed some to do whatever he wanted. But that's the stress. The devotion wanted to stress that he's not, but not stand for the glory, for the covet of an Yisrael. No, he wanted to show that he is doing it. And each and every person throughout all the future generations, Bershon looks at Seifa Mabet, at Seifa Ladoiris, and that he's doing this Chayrus Olam in every Jewish person. The Ramo writes the Minig, he quotes from the early Achrenim, probably from the Tkufas Bali Atesus, that when you come to the Esen Marcus, you spill off a little wine, when you come to Dom Viesh Vesim Rososh, when you come to Tzach Radash Rachav, 16 times, you spill over wine. And there are different Minhagim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, some spill over with the pinky, some spill with this etzba, some spill with the kmitza, and some spill with the cup. Right. That's when the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person is an istinus and he doesn't want to drink the wine that he stuck his fingers into, so then he should spill over like this, as some hold that is the minig. Some hold that's the daf. What is the whole minig all about? Why do you have to daf you spill over some of the wine? What's the shlech? You keep all the wine. Why is akhtedit to spill? So the Rishonim explain. The Shtam from the Rishonim, that's from the late Rishonim to Bali Atosis. They explain on Pesach night, this is all recited ala kos. Even though we're not holding up the kos, everything is ala kos. The Osameh points out on the Rambam, at the beginning of Perek Zayin in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, the Rambam says that on Leil Perek Ches, he gives you the whole Seder. In Perek Zayin, he gives you the Dinim. And then Perek Ches, he puts it all together. How do you, so what's Lemaisa? How do you do it? So beginning of Perek Zayin, Aloch Aleph, the Rambam writes, and on Leil Pesach, there's a chiyuv to be misapi, Yetzias Mitzrayim. As it says, Zochoros Hayoyim Sheitzasem Mimitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. As it says by Shabbos, Zochoros Hayoyim Shabbos Lekatsha. So what did the Rambam need a mashal? Zog, you mechuyuv to tell Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night, because it says Zochoros Hayoyim Sheitzasem Mimitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. What does he need the mashal? What does he need the mashal? So remember, the Rav once said he thinks maybe the Pashup Shat in the Rambam is that he's just trying to show you, just like by Zohar Yom Shabbat Lekatsha, usually we translate remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, Zohar is to remember, but the Gemara says it means more than that. The Gemara says that Kiddush is Daraisa, you learn it from that Pasuk. So you see that the word Zohar doesn't only mean to remember, it means to mention, Lahazakir, they're really two different verbs. But we darsh in the Pasuk Alpi Drasha that the word Zohar means Lahazakir to mention. So also on Pesach night, Zochas Hayom Sheitzas Mimitzrayim Meis Avodim doesn't only mean to remember, you should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Perhaps that's what the Rambam means. So then the question is, what does the Rambam need a whole shtickle Torah? What does he have to say that for? It's a little strange. So the Osameach writes another level of interpretation in the Rambam, what the Rambam is driving at. So he says, maybe the Rambam means to say like this, just like by Zochar Hashem Shabbos Lekatsho, The Gemara made it takana with the Rabbanim. The Tanai made it takana with the Rabbanim. They just say Kiddush Alayayin. Even though we pass and the Rambam writes the Farish that Kiddush Alayayin is only the Rabbanim, Kiddush Midrais is Kiddush Bidvarim. And Alayayin is only the Rabbanim. But still the Gemara says, Zachar, so Yom HaShabbos of Kachos, Zacharehu Alayayin. So the Gemara says that this Zachar should be fulfilled Alayayin. So maybe that's what the Rambam is writing at, that on Pesach night you shouldn't think that you only have Dalit Kaisis. Dalit brachas ala kais, the kiddush ala yayin, when you pick up the becher, kiddush ala yayin, asher gyalanu ala yayin, bichas amazon ala yayin, and bichas ashir ala yayin at the end. Not only do you have the four brachas ala kais when you pick it up, and then the Rambo adzan, we mentioned this, because I think you should pick up the becher when you say the hallel, that it should be shir ala yayin, the whole time that you say hallel. Not only that, the whole haggadah should be ala yayin. Now, you don't mean to say you have to hold that cup of wine from the beginning of Avodah Hayu till the end. That we've never heard that anybody did that. A couple of years ago, when was it, 2-3 years ago, someone printed an Eretz Yisrael, a Briska Haggadah, so they quoted, Rav Chaim held that you have to hold the Becha the whole time for from Avodah Hayu on, that it's a din, has to be ala yayin. Now, I don't know, I wasn't there, but I never heard that from the Rav. I heard from the Rav the following, that the Maisa Shehoya Balabas asked his father Ashayla, that when it came to the Dam V'yesh V'simas Oshan, so he was pouring out wine like this, and then by accident he spilled out the whole cup of wine. He tipped over the whole cup and he spilled it out. So he came to ask a shayla. What you do? What's a shayla? You fill up and go weiter. What's a shayla? So he came to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. The Rav said, remember that as a child, I came to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And he asked him, what should he do? So Rav Moshe said, you should fill up the cup of wine and start again from Avodim Hayud. What's that is? Because the whole CPT sometimes should be a la cost, even though you don't pick it up. Let's say a person says Kiddush Alayayin. So Lahatchila Tzach Lagdi a Tefach from Ashulchan. If you can, you have to pick it up a Tefach. Tefach is so high. What if a person holds it like so? What if a person holds it like this? What if he doesn't hold it? It says Kiddush like this. So but he has a Yoyt, it's called the Bracha la cost, even though you didn't pick it up. Lahatchila should pick it up a Tefach, and if you can, you should pick it up a Yoyt a Tefach. And if you can't, you should hold it. And if you didn't, that's also good. So you're also on Pesach night. We don't find that the Chachamim or Mechai that everybody should hold it back from Avodah Hayud until the end. But still, it's called reciting the whole Haggadah ala kos. That's what the Arsameach claims is the Kavanas HaRambam in the beginning of Perek Zayin. That he said, just like it's Kemoshin Amalagabi Shabbos Zochas Ham Shabbos Vatkatshay. And the Chachamim made a Takonah Zachrehu ala Yayin. So here also it says Zochas Hayoyim. It also means alayayin. So the alayayin is not only the kiddush and the asher golonu and the birchas hamazon, the four brachas alakos. The whole agada should be recited alakos. What do you mean alakos? So that's what Moshe Soloveitchik said. If you're going to have a kos and then you don't drink it, the whole kos of yayin spilled. And then you're going to drink asher golonu alakos. You have a kos of yayin, drink that. So asher golonu is alakos, but it comes out the whole Avodah Hayinu wasn't ala kos, because that kos you spilled out and you didn't drink it. So if you want to chap arayim, the kiyum of having the whole CPS, I'm not going to fill up a kos again, and start again from Avodah Hayinu. So that's what the Rishonim is doing like this. This was from Moshe Soloveitchik, and from the Arsameach, and they say that's what the Rambam means. The Rishonim is doing like that. The Rishonim say that the reason why we spill out with the finger, whatever, is because the whole Haggadah is really recited ala yayin, from the beginning to the end. And we're really drinking toast. Let's say you go to a wedding and you say a toast to the Chosin Kalat and the Mechotam Shav Nachas. And here we drink a toast and we say all the wonderful things that the Rebbeinu Shalom took us out. Then we say, and Parot, Gahata, Bitter, Sof, and the Mitzrim were punished. And we're drinking a Lechaim, we're drinking Tedeh Mapola. So the Rishonim say, we don't want to drink Tedeh Mapola. We thank the Rebbeinu Shalom that he gave them a Mapola, but to drink Lechaim over the fact that his son drowned, we thank him, but we don't drink Lechaim over that. But we said everything, yes, but we said everything a la cos, so we spill out that part, we're not going to drink that in the end. But the Rishonim said that we're going to drink the rest of the cos. We're not going to drink that part of the cos. Kiilu, these 16 words, Dom V'yesh, V'sim R'soshin, Dom Tzadeh, the Tzachadash Machav, is if there's a little more also, but this represents all the Shlechta Zachim that occurred to the Mitzri. We're not going to drink on their Mapo. So that's the Zechel. This is also this part that we spill out. This we're not drinking. This part.
Okay. How long the medicine?
Same way,
like people
eat
the mushroom.
But still, since you're metame, you mean you wash before? You wash before carbon. the Shailav has the Hadas, right? The Mishnah Berurah points that the Gemara says you have to wash a second time. Before Hamaitzi, you have to wash Rochta before Hamaitzi. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, why do you wash again? Just wash before. The Gemara says there may have been a Hesach Hadas. What if there wasn't a Hesach Hadas? If you have a lot of children and everyone is going to say a Gematria and a Rosh Tevis and a Pshetel that the Rebbe says, it's going to take a long time, it's going to be a Hesach Hadas. But if you have an older couple, they're 85 years old, and they get in 5 minutes. They finish the... No, but the shaila is, where's the Hesach Hadas? What does Dr. Avroch have to tell us he had died? So maybe say a bracha now. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's really a question whether you have to wash until it's a dime a second time. And if you do wash, can you say a bracha now? You already fulfilled the mitzvah until it's from before. So he recommends, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Be'al Loch, he says, if you went bekitzer, the whole agoda went quickly because you don't have so many people there. So he says, before the person goes to wash, he should touch mekomos hamechusim shebeguf. He should scratch his head or touch his shoes or do something to make sure that for sure there's a chiv to wash until it's a dime of the brach. Otherwise, it's going to be a shail on the brach and then a tilos yada. So you're raising a question over here. When he dips his fingers in, it may be that there was as yet, maybe there was a hesach hadas, maybe there wasn't. If there was a
higher brach,
yeah, he really didn't solve the problem. A good kasha. So Mishnah Berurah really didn't solve the problem. Maybe he's a goren brach hashem tzricha, yes. I don't know. It's a good kasha. If you eat less than a kazayis of bread, no, you don't have to wash it all. The first time. Less than a kibetza. So the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion about that. If you dip in davishit to gula b'mashke, the whole problem is because of tumah. So since kabbalah's tumah, the shiur is kibetza, so maybe less than a kibetza, there's no requirement to wash him davishit to gula b'mashke. So that's what he writes in Mishnah Berurah Hilchas Netilas Yadayim. Shakta ganta shtikol teireh, that if a person is eating less than a kibetz, so a svara that he doesn't have to wash. Then over here in Hilchas Pesach, he wakes up. A svara that he doesn't have to wash. And davishit tevul b'mashke. Then here in Hilchas Pesach, it says that yi karpas, less than a kazayis, and it says you have to wash. And he writes, he made a mistake. He writes in Hilchas Pesach, I made a mistake what I wrote there. Cross it out. But it says the fairish, you have to wash and adobish it's full of mashke, even if it's less than a kazayis. Unless he say that he's dipping in a bigger piece and he's only eating less than a kazayis. He dips in more than a kebet and eats less than a kazayis. Who states that he's dipping in a bigger piece? They're just right. He thinks he made a mistake there. That even less than a shear also you have to wash. The Tanoim have a machlekes. First they all start off, Rabbi Yitzchak Levi says, that in Mitzrayim, there were Eser Makas, Alayam Lachul Chamishim Makas. Why? Mitzrayim is only Edzba Lekim, and Alayam it was Yad. What's the chilek in an Edzba and a Yad? It means the Edzba is a chilek, and Yad is the whole Eber of Bishlei Musa. So the Meparshim say that the Eser Makas, each one of the Eser Makas was only a partial thing. And Shenikin, at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, Alayam Lachul Chamishim Makas, that was an Einish on the whole Mitzrayim. That was a tears in time for the whole nation, and an Einish on the whole Mitzrayim as a nation. So then the Ribbono Shel Olam gave with a whole him. It was an Einish Kloli. Well, it wasn't Befratus. An Einish Kloli. And then the Tanaim, all the Tanaim are assumed Rab Lezer and Rab Akiva, both assumed like Rabbi Yitzchak Levi with Nechesh Bainan. So they say this is given. That Alayam was five times as many Makas as there were Mitzrayim. They just have a Machlekes. How many chalokim did every makkah have? There were only Eser makkahs. They have a machlokes. How many chalokim did every makkah have in Mitzrayim? Did each makkah have four chalokim? Did each makkah have five chalokim? What's the machlokes? Because the pasuk says, "Mishalapam charon apo evra bazam atzora mishlachas malachei roim." So one time it says charon apo achas, and one time it says no, charon apo just got angry, didn't do anything. So you say evra achas zam shtam tzom. That's a machlokes in the Medrash, the Mefarshim put that. That's a machlokes when it says, Vayicharaf Moshe v'paro. Vayicharaf paro v'moshe. Doesn't mean that there was an oinish that some. Vayicharaf, when it says Vayicharaf in the Chumash, that means someone got angry. It doesn't mean no. There was some visible representation of the anger. He slapped him. Moshe Rabbeinu slapped paro. Slapped Moshe Rabbeinu. When it says Vayicharaf means that something was done. Or garnish, nothing was done. So the Tanahu holds it whenever it says Vayicharaf means Otobo Roshem. So you hold that the charon apu achas, the ever achas, and shtayim, yadam, adds up to five. The other Tana holds no, that in Tanakh, when the more charon apu fears, just means the person is angry, or the Rebbeinu Shlomo is angry, doesn't necessarily mean that he did anything about it, he was angry, it's a state of mind. That's the machlokes hatanoim in the drasha. How do you get it out of the pasuk? What are they fighting about? Lemais in the etzim adover. So the Yabu Dram explains the pshat in the machlokes. That the tanoim at that time were working with the premise of the Greek philosophers that all of the bria is divided into four parts. Into damim tameach chayim medaber. So the tanoim say that every one of the, like we would say, all of the elements. We have more than four elements. How many elements? Way over 100, huh? 100 and some odd elements. So the Tanoim divided the world into four categories. So they say that each one of the Makas, or blessed, each one of the Makas broke Dam. You shouldn't think that it was only a Nes occurred with the Dam. It broke the Chuki HaTeva in Daimon Samea Chai Medabra, in all the four areas of Teva. Dam Tzradeya, each and every one of the Makas broke all of the Chuki HaTeva. In all the areas of Chukat Teva. Comes Rabbi Akiva and he says, based on Heshita, the Charanaf means also Baroshim. So he says, no, there's a quintessence also. The Greek philosophers believe that all of Teva is divided into four basic categories. And there's something, there's a fifth essence, that's the supernatural. So Rabbi Akiva claims that each one of the Makas not only broke all the Chukat Teva in all four areas of Teva, it broke the Chukim of Lamaila Menat Teva also. Each one of the Makas had something strange in the Maila Menat Teva. There was something unusual. And the Maila, it's either every Maka was four or five, and then you multiply everything by five, because Alayam was five times as great as in Mitzrayim. There are more writers, there's a meaning that on Shabbos HaGadol you recite the Haggadah, up until Akanamim Shabbos HaGadol, up until the Chapar Al Nafshe Seim. And the Vilna Goyen, the Mishnah Berurah, because we all find that it was Mevatel the Minig, because it says Yachum Erashchedesh Tamalayim Abayom Ahu. So what do you mean? Yachum Erashchedesh Tamalayim Abayom Ahu means that you're not Mechuyif to. There's no Din Derais. If you want to have a Minig, Mechteisa, what's up there? Why can't you have a Minig? The Rav Soloveitchik pointed out on different occasions when we learned Yeridayim, when we learned different parts of Shulchan Aruch, the Vilna Goyen has this consistently. In Hilchus Chalitza, in Hilchus Meliche, in Hilchus Basar B'chol of Keseda, in Hilchus Dam, all over the place. The Goyen has, whenever there's a minig, the minig has to be Yotzei Yashita, to be Machmer for a certain Hashash or something. Glata minig, believe Shum, Kiyum, whatsoever. Glata, there's a minig, you stand on your head every Tuesday night, 10 o'clock. So that's such a minig. That's not a minig. It's a minig shtus. Every minig has to be based on some kind, even if it's a Shita that we don't hold like. We hold Psarek B'cholav is only the Rabbana, but there is a Shita Psarek B'cholav is the Raisa. So therefore you have this meaning, that meaning is all based on this Shita, that Shita. They always give you the Marmakaimus and the Gemara and the Rishonim in Tanoim. What all the Minhagim is based on a Shita Tchuyah. But if there isn't even a Shita Tchuyah in the world, so what is there to have a meaning? It doesn't make any sense. Chumar B'Alma. Whenever the Gro writes Chumar B'Alma, means that it has no basis whatsoever. Like it says, the Ramor writes, that on Shabbos, Chazayim, Emachlifin Wilbash Big De Shabbos. You don't wear Big De Shabbos, you wear Big De Chol. So the Gro writes Chumra B'Yalmo because it says you can eat Malal Shachon Alfilu Kisidu Shlomo B'Shaito. Even if Tisha B'Av Kholi is B'Shabbos. There's absolutely no Avelis at all. So they quote that the Groin was Mevatel Amini because he writes Chumra B'Yalmo. Chumra B'Yalmo means there's absolutely no Kiyum whatsoever. Yeah, it's like that in Hilchas Chalit to other places. Once in a while it has no way to explain a Minig, so they'll call it a Chumra B'Yalmo. In one place in Chalitza, in the Gemara Lashon, Chumarta means anat. The Gemara talks about the Chalitza shoe. So he used to have tie up the shoelaces, the shoe straps, like Ritzus of film, the shoe straps on the Chalitza shoe. So there's a special way to tie it and to make a knot and to make a bow and to make another bow, a whole arich of work. So the Gemara calls it Chumarta, the knot. So there's one place where in Hilchas Chalitza, the Ramah has a certain way how to make the Chalitza shoe. So the Vilna Gaon writes, this is Chumarta de Chumarta. He makes fun of it. Dear Agro, he says, this is Chumarta de Chumarta. Means it has no basis whatsoever. He holds that a minig that has no basis, there's no kiyum, there's nothing. So such a minig is not fine. So that's the core of what the Gro is driving at over here. To state the Feresh Yochum Roshkodesh Tamalayim Bayamahu, the Tanoim said there's no kiyum kol shehu by reciting the Haggadah in advance. So how can you have such a minig? What do you mean? I give you a minig. If you're an Amhoret and you don't remember the Haggadah from last year, it's a Mechateis. It's to say the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah. But the right in the Shulchan Aruch L'Doyri Doyri is that he should every Jew should recite the Haggadah by Mincha L'Marv on Shabbos Haggadah in the afternoon. How can you have such a minig? Everybody's going to be in Amoret Gil and Voda. They have to prepare. So that's perhaps what he's driving at. The different mechabrim, right? Different shot and what the going is driving at. What did he say? Yochum Rosh Chodesh. No din d'oraisa, but why can't you have a minig? I thought that perhaps that's what he's driving at, because the Rav pointed out this theme that's recurrent in the Biur Agro. He always has this, that all minhagim have to be based on some mocker in the Gemara. That as that what they want?
Said 4 days before.
Yeah, the within the diary. No. Yeah, Mikha. The Gemara is a strange thing. Mikha Miba Asar, that you had to buy the Korban Pesach and check it from Mumim on the 10th. So we paskin that it's only Pesach, Mitzrayim Pesach, otherwise you don't have that deal. And then there's a din that you learn out, Xereshav, I think you learn out from Korban Pesach to the Korban Talmud, that the Korban Talmud also needs Bikur Dalad Yom. So that din we do have. Even though that's only Hayra Shah for Pesach and Tzayim, Pesach Darius doesn't need, but the din of Korban Talmud needing Bikur Dalad Yom Dar State and Mishnah, we do pass, and that's the din of Darius. So the Mefarshim on the Rama ask it, if we pass in, the Pesach Darius doesn't need Bikur Dalad Yom, only Pesach and Tzayim, that's how we pass in. So how can the Rama quote the other din that the other din State and Mishnah is also? That a Korban Talmud needs Bikur Dalad Yom, how can you learn that Darius Mishol Vayafina? How can you learn that out? You have trouble on that kashya.
Yeah?
But you learn out one from the other. No, the Gemara learns that the din of Bikur Dalin to check for Mumin, Dalad Yamin by the Korban Talmud is learned out from the Mikha Mibasa in order to have Bikur Dalad Yam. To check once a day, every day, for the 4 days by the Korban Pesach. Then we speak about the most difficult mitzvah of all as an introduction to the halal that we recite on Pesach. Nice, we say, we discuss this, we hold over the Archive of Amir Satsum Kiliyat Mitzrayim. You have to have the feeling as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Not just He took our forefathers out, and the Mele, we have B'nei Chorin. No. He took us out, and He was Madbiya into our neshamas, this attitude, this sense of Peiru Sarim. So therefore, the Ficha Chanach Nachayovim Lo Halal. That's why we have to recite Halal, Halal Pesach. Places point out in Arvi Pesachim that there are Midrashim, where the Midrashim list off the 10 Shiras that appear in Tanakh. There are 9 Shiras that were recited in the past. There was a Shiras Hayam, of Yashir, then the Shiras Haber, and Shiras Haman, and Vaira said a Shira. On different occasions, the Nevi'im said Shira. Then Shiras Haman, Tfilas Haman. There's a Shiras Haman also. Different Shiras, and then Lasid Love is going to be the 10th Shira. And then Taisis quotes the Medrash that the 9 in the past are written Veloshin Kevon, Shira. And one Lasid Love is going to be Veloshin Zohar, a Shira. Why? Because that's why we say Mizmah Shira, Yoy Mashava, so we dash Mizmah Shira, Lasid Love. Liyom Shkul Shabbos, Mizmah Chai Halam. How did Tamayim know that refers to Lasid Love? Because it says Mizmah Shira. It doesn't say Shira. The Shira means the one that's going to be Lasid Love. What's the Chalitina Zohar and the Kevon? So Taisis quotes the Medrash, explains why, because when a woman gives birth to a baby, so the tsar, this chevle le, she's happy she has a baby, but there are chevle le, and the husband has a baby with no chevle le. So the zacha, when they give birth to the father, the baby has no pain at all, so it's wonderful. So Lasi Lava is going to be a pchina like a shir, like a zacha, that the zacha has a baby, and there's no pains before, after, no problems. And all of the 9 shiras in the past were wonderful occasions, but they were always followed with another tzara. So they weren't a complete gula or shlema. So here, the Shulchan Aruch, the Hetev and the Mishnah Berurah, all of the Mefarshim quote from the Shalach HaKadosh, the problem in the Nusach HaGadol. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anach Nachayav Mlehodus Lahalel, Mishosel Avasein Lonis Kolanis, and Leilam, we say, Anayim Lefan of Shira HaDoshah, Halleluka. So if you say Vinoima Lefonov and we're going to sing so you should say Shir Chadosh. Taisa points it out, you should say Shir Chadosh, what do you say Shira Chadosha? So if you say Shira Chadosha, you're not talking about the Gula Sidis, and then you shouldn't say Vinoima. We will say You should say v'nemra lefano, or v'nemra lefano. So gizok givor, v'nemra. So that's what the Shalom HaKadosh says. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that from Behetav. You should write, you should say v'ne'emar. V'ne'emar. It should be v'loshen avar, v'ne'emar lefano. Shira HaKadosh, it should be. Sometimes it's above Hamahapa. This would this be above Hamahapa? Va would be Tes. Right. Va would make Van Nomer would make it into Pes. So Vinomar, Vinomar, the Vava Chibur, Vinkapi Dictum, Vinomar. That's the problem. If he say Vinomar, so how come he don't say Shir Chadosh? So that's what. Goes on the Gula Asida, right. After we'll build the Beit HaMikdash, that goes on the Gula Asida. So that's the problem over here. Why do we say the Nomar, which is Lashon Asid, so you should say Shir Chadosh? So they quote from the Brisker Rav that he said that is no Kasha. You have a third choice over here. It doesn't go on what we did say. We said a Shir HaKadosh many years ago. It doesn't go on Gula Asida. It goes on tonight.
Nice.
We just said, B'chol davador, chayv al nir sa'af mikil hu yot m'sam, we have the feeling as if we just left Mitzrayim. L'fichach anachna chayov m'halo, we have an obligation to say halo now. B'shas ha'nes. V'noim l'upon, we're going to say halo now. V'noim l'upon a Shir HaKadosh. We're not yet holding by the Gula Asida. It will be tonight, the Gula Asida will say, V'noim l'upon a Shir HaKadosh, but we're not yet holding by the Gula Asida. So you say, V'noim l'upon a Shir HaKadosh. Tonight, Shira is going to be Shir HaKadosh. Nachal Shira, tonight, every year we sing a Shir HaKadosh. Because the Chol Dav Ador Chayva, every Pesach night, we have this feeling as if we just experience Yetzias Mitzrayim. As if we're saying Hallel tonight on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim. As if we just had Yetzias Mitzrayim now.
Shira, Shira B'Shas HaNes.
Hallel B'Shas HaNes.
Here we say Baruch Yom Gofen after the Gaolanus. In other places where there's Baruch Yom Gofen and other prophets, the Baruch Yom Gofen comes first.
Normally the Baruch Yom Gofen comes first except for Birchas HaMazon, Taisa says, by benching. If you say first Baruch Piagofen, and by Kiddush you say Baruch Piagofen first, by Havdalah you say first, Machlokes Dusham and Misil, we pass like Misil, you always say the Baruch Piagofen first. So Tais points out the one exception to the rule is the Birchas HaMazon, because Birchas HaMazon means Hesach Hadas, meeting. So if you're going to say Baruch Piagofen and then Birchas HaMazon, you have to say another Baruch Piagofen later. So what's the use of saying the first Baruch Piagofen? So by benching, everybody agrees. So this is a good kasha. Why don't we say the Baruch Piagofen before the Goal Yisro? I don't know, that's a very good question. Why don't we recite the Baruch HaGofen before the Goal Yisro?
We did
already. By Kiddush we said before. Yeah. By Kiddush we said before. The last bracha is also like that, the Birchas Hashir.
Yeah.
The fourth bracha also, we say the Baruch HaGofen at the end, after the Birchas Hashir. Instead of saying before, we say it after.
When the Baruch HaGofen here is part of the Shir, not just the Shir.
The Shaman hold, you always say the Baruch Piagofen immediately before you drink. But we don't hold like Bishama. We say Tadav Shaina Tadav Tadav Kaidu. We say Baruch Piagofen past Arayin all year long. Shagalona was only on Pesach night. Somehow Hefzik no one is worried about. And that Mishnah and the whole discussion in the Gemara in the last chapter we saw him. So the Baruch HaGofen comes before the Kiddush or after the Kiddush, no one's worried about Hefzik. The Rishonim asked that. What happened to Hefzik? So they say, Kach Tikno Chachamim, there's no Hefzik. But the dispute between Misham and Visil, they have other considerations.
And according to you, if you think the Hagadah over the wine, you should say,
well, they're talking about
what
are we here? Yeah, but it's a good question. It's not a Broch HaLakos. If you have a Broch HaLakos, then you say the Baruch HaGofen before the Broch. So the Broch HaLakos is the Asher
B'Yom.
The Halal is Shir HaLakos. The Halal is Shir HaLayayin. And the Haggadah, the Yor Sameach points out, is the Haggadah HaLayayin. I don't know. It's an interesting question. The Sfarim only say Baruch HaGofen on the first cause and on the third cause after the benching. Right? And there are more rites that our practice is not so. We recite Baruch HaGofen over the second and the fourth as well. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the two biurim. Why do you recite the second Bar Pei Avot? So one biur is simply that you have a Hesach Hadas, that there was such a long pause for this Hesach Hadas. But that's a question whether that's always correct, because those are the 2 days in Taisus. Well, you have to say Bar Nefashis after you eat the Karpas, because it's going to be a long Hesach Hadas. Well, no. So we go the Chum in both directions. We treat it as a Sfeiket Adin. How can you say a Bar Pei Avot? Should be a Sfeiket Brachas Lacha. I didn't say Barpi Abgafen on the second course and on the fourth course. We're so convinced that there was Hesra Adas. And the other sif, we assume that it's a Sfeiket Adina. So the Vilna Goyen asked that Kasha, blight by Kasha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, and Ishki Kasha, who says that we recite the Barpi Abgafen on the second course and the fourth course because of that, because we are Teufis B'Toras Vadai? That it's Hesra Adas? No. That's really a Sfeiket Adina by us, whether it's a Hesra Adas or not. The reason why we recite the Barpi Abgafen by the second and the fourth course is because each one is a bracha lakos. The other reason given by the Rif. The Rif says, since there are four brachas lakos, each bracha lakos requires a barpi agafen, not the Torah's birchas hanenen. Torah's birchas hanenen is really covered by the first barpi agafen. And by the barpi agafen on the third course, really covers the birchas hanenen requirement for the fourth course. You should say Alagefen, Afi Alagefen, after the first one. So that's a Sfeiket Adina, whether we consider it a Hesach Hadas or not. So that's why we don't say the Nachri.
No, no, if you make another mitzvah, another brocha, therefore, you should show it by saying Alagefen.
Oh, it should be totally something like this. If you hold that you say Barpi Alagefen on the second course and on the fourth course, because it's a Vada Hesach Hadas, then you should have said Alagefen. A bracha achrona after the first course. But we don't say a bracha achrona, why not? Because we're not so convinced. There's something by us. Not so convinced that it has chadash. So if it's not so convinced, how do we say Barpi Agafen? So the Mishnah Berurah says, we're not convinced. We say the Barpi Agafen because it's a bracha lakos. A bracha lakos requires another Barpi Agafen, not because it's bracha sanen. Like a Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a tshuva in his sefer. The Yoylam, when you bench Esrig, you should say Bari Prihoi. Before you bench Esrig, you say Bari Prihoi. Not the Torah's birchas hanehen. You're not eating it. You're using a fruit to fulfill a mitzvah. As far as they should say, Bar Pi Hoi. And it gives the whole reason why you don't. So here the Bar Pi Agafen zokt on the second course, Bar Pi Agafen on the first course and the third course. Kosh birchas hanehen. You're going to drink the wine. But the Bar Pi Agafen on the third course and on the second course and on the fourth is perhaps not the Torah's birchas hanehen. There was no Hesach Adas. No, but it's a bracha ala kos, so you have to drink it also. It's a bracha ala kos. That's why they want mechai. But he says the barpi agafen on the second and the fourth course is not really the Torah's birchas hanehen. Torah's birchas hanehen could be it's really covered by like the starting
course. It's both the mitzvah of the kos mission, isn't it?
Like you're saying, the Asher Gerlanu. So there were mesakin to say Barpi Agafen in connection with Asher Gerlon. Yeah, the Pashto says the same is true by a chuppah that the Masada Kiddushin says that bracha Barpi Agafen over the coast Nisun, even they just said Barpi Agafen over the coast Nisun. Because the Rishon of the Haggadah Maimonides quotes that the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, years before Bizman HaGemara, there used to be a long pause, a month or a year in between the Eris and the Nisun. So it's quite understandable why they said a Barpi Agafen on the second course, because it was already months before. But then when the Gaonim instituted that you should have Nisuin immediately following Erisin, they shouldn't have a month. Oh, so that's where Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam introduced the Hafsoka of the Kriyas HaKesubah, they're speaking. So the shot is, how much of a Hafsoka is it? Sometimes it's not so much of a Hafsoka. So how does that make it better to say Barpi Agafen? So the Pashto says the answer is, the Barpi Agafen you got to say anyway by the Ashkenazim. Why? Like we say Barpi Agafen on the second course and on the fourth course. It's an Acha Kosh al Bracha. But it looks funny. Amish, you just drank the course and then Zok take it Barpi Agafen. They just finished drinking the first course. Erisin, how do you say another Bracha? So then it should make it look a little better. So you introduce the Kriya Saksuba. But the Kriya Saksuba doesn't really make a Hesach Adas. It's only a brief Hafsok. Halal and Shul. Right, I mentioned the Rav usually was opposed to changing any minhagim in any Shul, with very few exceptions. So he insisted that here, even though the Ramah writes the minig Ashkenaz is that you don't say Halal and Shul, the Ramah writes that the reciting of Halal and Shul is only for the Ami Haaretz, who won't be able to recite the Halal B'Shasa HaGadot. But Kulona Chacham, Kulona Nizon, Kulona Ken, we all know how to read a Haggadah. We're all going to say Halal and Haggadah. It's after Nizog and Halal and Shul. That's what the Rama writes. So the Vilna Gaon writes that it's not really correct, that the more correct Shita is the Mechaber Shita, that it says in Masechah Sofim in the Yerushalmi that you have to recite Halal and Shul on Leil Pesach. So that's where our Soloveitchik recommended that if you can introduce it in Shul without making a world war, right, so the proper thing is that you should introduce this mini. What's the reason not to say? That you should say how, right, the Mechaber quotes the Masechah Sofim, you show me that you should say. You should say how. What's the reason? What's the reason for the Masechah Sofim? So the Vilna Gaon, we spoke Hanukkah one, the Vilna Gaon makes a tushlat to Hanukkah. He says, since the Halal on Pesach night is for the sake of Pirsumi Niso, so that there would be more of an accomplishment of the Sumi Niso if it's said in public than if it's said privately at home. In a, so he says, just like we recite, he says, makes a tushlat, just like we recite Halal and Shul, so that the Pirsumi Niso should be done, but Sibur Barabim. So too, the minig that developed in a later generation is to light Neres Hanukkah in Shul is an extension of this minig. Of any mitzvah that's done, the Shem Pisum Minisa should be done with Tzibur. That's what they're going to claim.
But there's not tomorrow.
No, you're right. Rashi writes something in Mara. Nechem Shonim Olav Dvarim Harbei. Rashi writes Dvarim Harbei is the Haggad and the Halal. The Rashi holds that the matzah should be exposed b'shas hagod and b'shas halal. And now the Rishonim leave out the halal. They just say the secret tears and tzraim should be while the matzah is exposed. And if you have the minig like the Ramah writes, that you pick up the becher, shir al ayayin, you pick up the becher when you say the halal, and then the Ramah writes the minig, whenever you pick up the becher, you cover up the matzah. According to the Ramah, you cover up the matzahs when you say the halal. So the Maaseh, we don't follow that Rashi. The Rashi says like that, you have to have the matzah exposed. Yeah.
So.
We have a mini, the Ramah's mini. Whenever you pick up the cup of wine, so not to embarrass the matzah, you cover the matzah. The Ramah writes the meaning that you pick up the cup of wine when you say
Yishamda.
Starting from the Yishamda, then you put it down. But then you say Leficha Chanach Nechayov. Yeah, but here Shabbat is not so big, but on Pesach you're covering up the matzah. Shteitach Hadin, the matzahs have to be Megula. Holach Manya, the matzahs have to be Megula when you say the Haggadah. So Rashi says you have to have the matzahs Megula when you say the Haggadah and the Halal. Nechem Shonim Olav Gvarim Harbei, Dr. Rashi, Gvarim Harbei is Haggadah v'Halal. We don't follow that Rashi. If those who follow the Ramah, that they hold the Becher up when they say the Halal, and the Ramah says in the same sentence, whenever you hold up the Becher, you cover up the matzahs. So the matzahs are covered when you say the Halal. So you're not saying, you're not saying the Halal when the matzahs are exposed. So we say just saying Haggadah when the matzahs are exposed. We don't follow that Rashi.
According to the Moshe Sanhedrin, always holding the place, and when you put it down, you always have to have the matzah covered.
So that's why not, the matzah is not embarrassed. As long as you're not picking up the... The Yolim, the matzah never gets embarrassed. The challah is not embarrassed. Some of the Pashup Shat is that the Minig, they wanted to stress that we shouldn't insult human beings. So we should be so careful about our interpersonal relations. We should even make believe, train ourselves to practice on objects, on inanimate objects. It's not going to get insulted. We should be careful then to train ourselves so that when we deal with human beings, our kosh came, we should be... The Mishnah says that you have to dip the mortar into haraisis. People make a mistake. I know my children, they always pile on a lot of haraisis on top of the mortar. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the inayir is called a haraisis. You have to shake off all of the haraisis from the mortar. Just dip it in and you shake it all off. Whether it's only for the poison or for the mitzvah, even if you hold that haraisis mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah to do tibur. Yeah. Another Rishonim hold that we discussed last week is a mitzvah to eat kazayis haraisis. The different mekoris, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah, and the Marcha and others, the Ramah quotes. So the mitzvah, those who hold there is a mitzvah to eat kazayis haraisis, is a mitzvah to eat separately, not a mitzvah to eat the haraisis together with the mara. So it says the Pirush and the Shulchan Aruch, you should dip the mara into the haraisis, and then shake it off. He mentioned last week that it says in the Gemara that the haraisis should be zecher l'tzitz, so it should be thick, like cement. And then it should be, Yerushalmi says zecher l'dam, so you should pour in the red wine. So how do you have zecher l'tzitz, zecher l'dam? So normally, when Yom Tov falls out on a weekday, So you start off with chayrosis that's very thick, zechel tizen. And then when you're holding by dipping in the mortar, then you should pour in a lot of red wine to make it very liquidy and should be zechel adam. So the Mishnah Brura quotes from Achrayim, but when Pesach falls on Shabbos, that would be a question of Lisha, a violation of Malachas Lisha. So you should prepare that in advance. You should have the chayrosis should be prepared in advance with the wine poured in. And the same the salt water. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos that you're not ate ice and hilmi Shabbos. Hilmi is salt water. You're not allowed to prepare salt water on Shabbos. And there is the Rabbanah. So the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Achrayim that when Pesach, when the Seder is on Shabbos, so the chatzilah, the proper thing is to prepare the salt water before you bench lift. And if you didn't, then you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi, what do? You have to make a little bit of a So you have to make a small amount, Use something else? Use something else. We mentioned last week that if your whole chareisus is only mishum kippah to kill a worm, so you use whatever you want to kill a worm, and whatever antiseptic you want. But if it's chareisus mitzvah, the Beit Raman Paschus and Yalach HaZot, chareisus mitzvah, so then you have to know what's the recipe, what are the ingredients. So the Gemara says, what is the mitzvah? So one opinion is zecher l'tapuah. So you have to put in tapuchim. Except that we pointed out the tapuchim, you see from the Gemara that it does mean apples. So tapuch in the Gemara means a citrus fruit. So the Gemara says, sorech lekahuye, it should be sharp, it should have a sharp flavor because zechel tapuah. So where is there a sharp flavor in apples? So it's obvious, Taisa says in the end of Tainus, the end of Masechet Tainus, that whenever it says in Tanakh, tapuach, it means an esrog, or a citrus, chakal tapuchin. Doesn't mean an apple orchard, it means a citrus fruit orchard. So you have to squeeze in orange juice, or put in chunks of orange, whatever, in the chareisus, in order they should have that acidity flavor. And then Tosis quotes from the Gaonim in the Shulchan Aruch quotes, not only should you put in tapuach, which means the citrus fruit, tachas atzepor karatecha, you should put in also all of the fruits that Bnei Yisrael were nimshulu to them
in
the Shir HaShirah. They have agoizim and rimayim and shkedim and all kinds of different things. That's how they start in Tachas. You see from the Gemara like that. You see, Tosis points out from the Gemara is muhach like that. The word tapuach means in the days of the Tanakh, they didn't have apples in that part of the world. They just didn't have apples. That's the mistake that the Goyim always described. They always used to draw pictures of the Chicago giving the forbidden apple. The Eitz Hadas was an apple. Where'd they get a knife from? Where's up that it's an apple? Because the Midrashim say that it was an esrog. The popular sheet in the Midrashim is that it was an esrog. And an esrog in Tanakh is known as a tapuach. So they made a mistake, so they said tapuach needs an apple. But it's not so. The Yet HaDas, according to the popular sheet in the Medrash, was a tapuach, meaning esrog. A citrus fruit. It didn't mean a tapuach and apple. There were no apples. That part of the world, apples didn't exist in that time of the world.
The
Gemara says on these worms, there's no eating the Tilus Neshama. The Gemara says on tiny.
It's so small you can't see.
Right. No, we're talking about. No, it's not a shiloh being prohibited to eat. We're talking about worms that you made.
Yeah.
They're visible.
Right.
No, we're talking about worms that you made because they developed inside the food. So there's no violation of eating. But the shiloh is in Tilus Neshama. So the Gemara makes a statement that there's only an eating in Tilus Neshama on animals that were coming later, that were reproduced from the Zohar and in the cave. The Gemara says that these are the Gemara makes a statement, these are spontaneously generated. That's the question. What does it mean spontaneously generated? We know that there is no such thing as spontaneous generation. So that's a shayla. What do you do with that Gemara? That's a big discussion in Achrayim. What do you do with this din in the Gemara? that these tiny worms that are spontaneously generated, there's no itzim until it's nishom.
Chickens spontaneously
not
generate by rubbing
on
the ground.
No. That's an egg that's a non-fertilized egg that will never develop to hatch a chick.
Right.
That's a different thing. No, but the Gemara knew that you need a rooster in order to make it develop, to fertilize it, develop into a chick. But here the Gemara says that by these tiny worms, that these are spontaneously generated. You have to know pshat in the Gemara. Let me just close with the Bichas Hashir Tzengel Alokhe. The Mishnah says that after the completion of the halal, you have to recite the Bichas Hashir and then drink the fourth kos. So the Gemara asked the Shaila, what exactly is Bichas Hashir? So the Gemara has a machlokes amaraim. So one opinion in the Gemara is that it's yihalulucha. So it's like whenever you finish halutz, you say the short paragraph yihalulucha shenam kein kol masecha. The other sheet in the Gemara is not that the Bichas Hashir is from Nishmas through Yishtabach, which is normally the concluding bracha after the Pesukah de Zimra. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's how you end up. So that's a machlokes. So the Gemara says that they're both nice ideas, so we say both. What says that you say both? So the Rashbam learns pshat that you say both brachas. That when you finish the halal, you say Keli Ata Badeka L'Kai Rameka. Hodol Hashem Kito Kiliyam Chazdoi. Hodol Hashem Kito Kiliyam Chazdoi. Then you say Yehalulucha. You say the Chasim at the end of Yehalulucha. Malach Mulil Batish Bochas. Then you say 26 times Kiliyam Chazdoi. Then you say Nishmas. Then you say Yishtavach Shim Chalad Malkeim. Brachas Vados Matron. Brachas Hashem. Kel Malach Mulil Batish Bochas. You finish the brach at the end of halal. You finish the brach at the end of Yishtavach. So the Rashbam holds that you say both brachas. Most of the Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. This can't be. You don't say two brachas. It's only one bracha, Birchas Hashir. Say a bracha v'atol, you can't say two. You should be careful. Some, they reprint a lot of Haggadahs now. So I have a few Haggadahs that were sent out, I don't know, from this can orphanage home, from the Bikuchadim Hospital somewhere. They had a reprint of some old Italian Haggadah, ancient Haggadahs, yeah, that have the Nusach of the Rambam. That has two brachas at the end. So that, for sure, you shouldn't do. Because the Rishonim passing against the Rashbam. The only question is, so what do you say? So the Mechaber writes, in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, and the Achrayim, they write that there's a Nusach Ashkenaz, and there's a Nusach Sfarad. And they say it's not proper that in one Haggadah, half of the people should say one Nusach, half of the people should say the other Nusach. Everybody has to decide in advance whether they're going to follow if the Hasidim or the Sfaradim, so they say Nusach Ari, Nusach Sfarad. And if they're Ashkenazim and they're not Hasidim, and they say Nusach Ashkenaz. So the Nusach Ashkenaz goes everything in order. At the end of the halal, you say Keli Ata Vadek Alakai Remecha Hodel Hashem Kitav Kideon. Then you say Yehalalucha. You say Yehalalucha up until and not including the last line. Say Kimiyol Varel Mata Kel, and you stop. Then you say the 26 Kili Yoram Chazdos, and then say Nishmas Kol Chai till Yishtabach, and you say the whole Yishtabach till the end with the Chasim of Yishtabach, with the long Chasim of Yishtabach. That's Nusach Ashkenaz. And Nusach Svard, they go backwards and forwards. They finish the Hallel, and they don't say Yehalalucha. They say, you don't say Yehalalucha, and you say the 26 Kili Olam Chazdi. Then you say Nishmas, you finish off with Yishtabach, but you don't conclude the final line in Yishtabach. You say, Brochus Vados Me'atov Yaroilom, and you stop. Then you go back and say Yehalalucha with the Hasima of Yehalalucha. You have to look in advance. Most of the Haggadahs that are available are Hasidish Haggadahs. Zerich Hasidish Rebbe wrote his own Pirish, and he printed the Hasidish and Nusach on top of his Pirish on the bottom. So if you're Hasidish people or if you're Sfardin, so you're davening with that Nusach, so you say Hasidish Nusach. But those who are Ashkenazim should make sure that they get the Haggadah with the Nusach Ashkenaz. And the Kpeda is that you shouldn't have in one family half of the people saying one Nusach, half of the people saying the other Nusach. And Mishnah Berurah points out that the Iker of the Hallel is the second half of the Hallel that you recite after the meal. So in a lot of families, they keep the children awake till after they make their dramatic presentation of Manas Tana, and then they put them to sleep, before they even hear Avodim Hayinu. So he says, that's okay. I said, Zichon, that's right. They have to keep them awake the whole time. But not about the whole time. You have to hurry quickly to finish eating the matzah, to finish eating the whole meal. The Gemara says, Chai Tzim Matzah, so the Rashi and the Raya don't cut them. Eat quickly. You have to eat quickly. Not to have a normal meal like on Shabbos Yom, you eat slowly. You have to eat quickly so that the children will not fall asleep in the second part of the halal. The Iker is the second part of the halal. You have to tell them in advance, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh. You have to tell them in advance that we're going to recite the halal like we recited in Shul, with the Shliach Tzibur, If you have three people or more, one, the father of the household should say, Hodeh Lashem Kitev Kiryon Chaz, and the other's answer, Hodeh Lashem Kitev Kiryon Chaz, Hon Hashem Ashirna, and the other's answer, like a Chazin and Shul, you have Amir of the Amir, even though you don't have 10 people, you don't need a minion. Chalakot Tama, the three people is enough.
Amen.
Even women, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Acharonim, if you have men, women, children, everybody's been starry for the three people. I'll lift the meal also. It's also Shira Laka. If a person can, it's a long hollow. If a person can, without spilling it, they should hold up the cup of water. And not for before. It doesn't say, but it's understood. It's the same
halacha. This year is 4 to 12. So, 4 to 12.
Okay.
4 to 12.